Thank you so much. He's editor of the Sunday Times Rich List, out yesterday. You'll be finding that on people's coffee tables for the next year or so. Let's talk to someone now who, you ever likely to make it onto the Rich List, Mr. John Holmes?
Only if it includes everyone in the world.
Yes. Number 7 billion.
I'll be pretty much down the bottom end of it, of course. Yeah. I work on the radio, Julia.
Yeah,
I mean,
to be fair, we do work in the media. I do sometimes wonder when you interview people, you meet people, and you write about people who these fantastic wealthy people, you think, why didn't I go into that? Why didn't I start a property portfolio at 20?
Yeah, I know.
What did we do wrong?
Well, this, I mean, everything.
Yeah,
in a previous life. I don't know. No, I think we have to just scrape by doing this. I mean,
it's not as bad than proper work, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the thing is, do you find yourself ever feeling sorry for rich people? If someone's made a fortune and then they've lost a fortune, I mean, let's say Lakshmi Mittal, he was worth 27 billion, now he's worth 7 billion. You think,
you have to ask yourself this question, Julia Hartley-Brew. You have to say, yes, but are they happy? And then you go, yes, they are. Yes, but are they truly happy?
Yes,
they are.
I've never understood when people say that. Would you rather be rich and unhappy or poor and happy? And I was thinking,
rich.
I've never felt the need to choose between those two things.
No, because they say that money can't buy happiness. It can buy you everything.
Well, Roseanne Barr was very interesting about this. She was once asked, she said, people say to me, you've lived in a caravan, effectively in a trailer, and you were really, really poor, and you've now, you're a multimillionaire with all these riches, which is better? She goes, being rich.
Yeah.
Trust me, being rich. Anyway, coming up on your show, how to make billions with John Holmes.
That's right. Yeah. Well, there's drunk people canvassed their opinion on the week's news. That is, of course, Alco Vox Pops. We will be joined by Hollywood action, Eric Banner, who is in that new Ricky Gervais special correspondence Netflix thing. So he's going to be joining us this afternoon. As well, there's other stuff, Lonely Lunch Club,
Lonely Lunch Club.
That sort of thing. What we have noticed is out in the office, they've got the Barclays Premier Trophy.
They have.
On a stand, guarded by two men, right? So during the show, what we're going to do is send paid intern Cornelius out, because there are all sorts of rules about it. You can't touch it.
Paying him now?
Not very much, not enough to speak of.
I was going
to
say.
And the idea is we're going to send him out there just to test the rules, to see if you can get him to touch it and see how long he... before the men throw him out.
Oh, no. I video that. I want to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we're going to try and get into the Premiership Trophy.
Wonderful. Get into it. Yeah. Okay, that's now a whole different kind of show. The time is 12:58. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock.
Am I we in it?
Oh, stop it.
Right.
10 o'clock tomorrow morning. John Holmes will be with you for 1 o'clock. Have a wonderful day. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army. Be the best.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
So good afternoon then. It is 1 o'clock. I am John Holmes. It's Monday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, bad news for BHS. The Hillsborough jury's reached a decision and a war veteran has died after the London Marathon.
Talk Radio.
BHS has gone into administration, putting 11,000 jobs at risk. It's the biggest retailer to go bust since Woolworths collapsed in 2008. The executive editor of Retail Week, George McDonald, says Sir Philip Green, who's known for high street brands like Topshop, sold it for just £1 last year.
He didn't know what else he could do with it. This new ownership was the sort of big roll of the dice for them. They did a procedure earlier this year called a CVA, which would have given them breathing space by reducing the rents they pay to their landlords. They also needed money, though, to run the business, and they don't seem to have been able to raise that.
The jury at the Hillsborough inquest has reached decisions on all the questions they were asked, including whether 96 victims were unlawfully killed. The results will be announced tomorrow morning after 11. The British Medical Association is defending the first ever all-out strike by junior doctors after last-minute talks failed to end in a new contract. The Health Secretary claims a two-day walkout, which starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, will put lives at risk as emergency care will be affected. But Dr. Hamid Khan, who will be working as normal, told Talk Radio that's not the case.
Care that will be provided will be no less than the care that is provided when junior doctors are working in emergency departments. Yes, there may be logistical inconvenience, there may be logistical disruption, but in terms of the key emergency problems, if somebody is having a life-threatening problem, they shouldn't feel deterred to go to A&E at all.
The British Medical Association is defending the The Home Secretary says staying in the EU will make Britain more secure from crime and terrorism. Theresa May's also dismissed claims by Vote Leave campaigners that the UK can't control its borders. She insists the right of free movement in Europe does not make the UK more insecure.
The fact that we are not part of Schengen, the group of countries without border checks, means we have avoided the worst of migration crisis that has hit continental Europe over the last year. It means we can conduct checks on people travelling to Britain from elsewhere in Europe.
People in Glasgow living close to where two women were found dead in a possible case of carbon monoxide poisoning have been allowed to return home. Flats in the Gallagher area had to be evacuated after the bodies were discovered yesterday afternoon. Police are continuing to investigate the deaths, which are being treated as unexplained. And friends of an Afghanistan veteran who died after collapsing near the end of yesterday's London Marathon have promised to finish what he started. Captain David Seath suffered a suspected cardiac arrest just 3 miles short of the finish line.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Sunshine and showers in
most
places.
Are you sure you want to read the weather, or do you want to read one of your news stories again?
Oh, John. I would just like to say it's because...
Read one of those again.
I'm just going to defend my mistake.
Call it a mistake. You've already made another mistake by calling it a mistake and referring to it as a mistake.
Right, John.
Just helping.
It's just because my news story started at the very bottom of my paper.
Yeah.
And apparently...
Okay, so that never happened before in your entire news reading career?
No, I'm not used to reading straight off paper. Right. Still getting used to it.
That's because they don't have screens around here to read off. Because it's made of string.
I never said that.
Okay.
Can I read the weather now?
Yeah. First time or second time?
Second time.
Okay.
Sunshine and showers in most places. They'll turn heavy and wintry across northern and eastern parts. Feeling colder and breezy with highs of 12 degrees.
Great. We love that high. Victoria, thank you very much. You're listening to Talk Radio. Here's the sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Ben.
Barclays Premier League leaders Leicester City could be a huge step closer to winning the title at the end of the evening without kicking a ball. If second place Tottenham lose away at West Brom tonight, then Claudio Ranieri's side would be champions if they're victorious at Manchester United.
Ball.
Talk Sports live commentary game on Sunday. Baggies boss Tony Pulis doesn't expect Spurs to give up easily. Pulis.
They will push Leicester all the way. You know, as a football man, I'd like to see Leicester win it. But if they don't, you couldn't pick a better team. And Tottenham to pick the trophy up, because it's someone different, and I think it's great for English football that at the end of this year we're going to have someone different lifting that trophy.
Leicester's Riyad Mahrez has been named the Players' Player of the Year. The Algerian forward is the first African to win the award, with the likes of Didier Drogba and Yaya Toure missing out in past years. Finally, boxing, and Anthony Joshua will face Dominic Brazil in the first defence of his IBF World Heavyweight title at the O2 Arena in London on Saturday, June the 25th. British super middleweights George Groves and Martin Murray are on the undercard. They'll fight in an eliminator bout for the WBA title.
Come on,
that's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you.
Talk Radio.
This morning, the Bartlett family garden was looking a bit wild. But with a little help from Cuprinol Garden Shades Wood Care Paint, by dinner time, it was much more civilised. All it takes is tender, loving Cuprinol. On special offer now at Homebase.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Quite a week, wasn't it?
Well, seemingly not a lot happened on the John Holmes Show. Over
Cornelius is a fed.
Oh, I remember saying
that. I tell you what, I can't wait to hear the podcast.
It's going to be great, isn't it?
So, who wants to explain why that had no audio on it, apart from just the music?
Let's do a quick hands up to see who makes that bit of the show.
Let me see. Is it you, Dave?
Hang on, wait. No.
Is it you, Victoria?
No.
No. Is it you, Marta? Do you make it? Do you make the...
No.
No, that's right. Cat, ask Prod, Cass. Do you make the...
Nothing to do with me.
No. That only leaves one person, doesn't it?
That person's a strong word, but...
Yeah. I've got other strong words for him, but they're not broadcastable. So, do you want to,
Well,
you know when most people make a mistake at work, right? Yeah. In most jobs, yeah. It's just sort of quietly dealt with in the office or whatever, isn't it?
Yeah.
But now he's got to have a disciplinary on air.
Absolutely, that's the first bit of it's the first bit of radio of the week, isn't it?
I mean, we just started the show.
Yeah. Apologies.
So,
well, clearly, what's happened is rather than putting the finished old piece of audio, and dragging it into the folder, I've clicked on the audio piece above it, which is just the theme that we build it over.
Yeah.
And dragged that into the folder and labelled it ready for transmission
when it's not, is it?
It's a shame because I spent a good 20 minutes making.
Good.
And do you know what I'm going to insist on?
What?
We get a new one for tomorrow.
You cannot use that one tomorrow. No,
that's never been
You're
used.
Not allowed and to make... Your mistake cannot leave you to having less work to do tomorrow.
Fewer.
Okay.
Brand new one. So I want us to listen to today's one after the show. And then if any of those clips are in it tomorrow, there'll be a second disciplinary hearing.
Oh my God.
Shall we start the show?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out to get on a journey, it will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then, and here we go again, getting all Monday on Yo Ass. I am John Holmes, this is Talk Radio in the afternoons. If it helps, right, think of the news today, whereby, if you were reading the news today, some poo has been found on some ice served in a KFC restaurant, right? Well, listen, if Talk Radio is the KFC restaurant, right, then this afternoon is the ice. And then it doesn't take a genius to work out what this bit of it is, mainly thanks to Cornelius. It's as if we've got onto your day by accident. And by the way, re-KFC, you know they have that secret herbs and spices thing, KFC? You've heard about that before. That's what they say, isn't it? They've got secret herbs and spices. They coat the skin with it. They say that it's for the taste. Not true. They just use chickens with eczema. That's how they... Of course they don't. And certainly not if their lawyers are listening. Poo, yes. Eczema? No. It's poo, yes. Eczema? No. Sounds like a wish list of one of John Whittingdale's prostitute parties. But it isn't. Certainly not if his lawyers are listening. Anyway, hello. Welcome, Monday, 25th of April. Of course, it was on this day in 1953 that Francis Watson and James Crick published a structure for the DNA, wasn't it? The double helix of DNA. That's where that was first published in 1953 on this day, describing the double helix. And who would have thought that all these years later we'd celebrate that as a nation? After their pioneering work, which won them the Nobel Prize for Medicine, by having some filthy git in a chicken shop wiping their DNA onto a cold drink. Who would have thought that's how DNA would be celebrated all that time later? They should get Watson and Crick on that, because poo's got DNA in it, right? So I reckon it's probably traceable directly to Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders, actually, you might not know this, but he was a real person. I didn't know that until I looked it up earlier today. I thought it was like a cartoon that advertised chicken, but it's not. He was a real person. And he falsified his date of birth in October 1906 to get into the army 30 years before he hit on chicken franchises as a concept. And the question there, of course, if he's willing to falsify his own date of birth to get into the army, I bet he'd be happy to initial that sign you get on the back of toilet doors in restaurants saying they've been checked for levels of cleanliness. It's gone weird now, hasn't it? Anyway, hello. I suppose you're wondering what's on our takeaway menu this afternoon. Headline hijack, of course, forcing its way into the news and out of Victoria's mouth at 2 o'clock. You can join the Lonely Lunch Club, Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone, get in touch. We will be your virtual friend or colleague. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There's work experience punditry, TV today. Drunk people are canvassed for their thoughts on last week's news in Alco Vox Pops. There's the mystery theme tune quiz, the diversity paper review, the big debate at 3, the news in haikus, what the people think today is ribbons or bricks. Plus, we bring you hot guest action as we're joined by Hollywood acting man Eric Banner, soon to be in that new Ricky Gervais thing on Netflix. Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy.
Ass Prodcast is through the glass. Yes. Marta's pushing faders up and down.
Hello.
Hello. Victoria has been tested positive for news.
Yeah.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
What?
He's just singing happy birthday to me for yesterday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you for yesterday.
Thank you very much. I am John Holmes, and this is your Monday afternoon talk radio thing from Talk Radio. Let us start with some music.
The nights are drawn out long, and you're kissing to cut through the gloom with a cough drop colored tongue. You are sitting in the corner with the coats all piled high, and I thought you might be mine. In a small world on an exceptionally rainy Tuesday night, in the right place and time.
When the zero stand before the 24 hour clock, when you know who's calling even though the number is up, when you want to rent your house, we're in the scoundrel house, and your knees up.
Well, it cured my January blues. Yeah, you made it all right. I got a feeling I might have lit the very fuse that you were trying not to light. You were a stranger in my phone book. I was acting like I knew, 'cause I had nothing to lose. When the winter's in full swing and your dreams just aren't coming true, ain't it funny what y'all do?
When the zero's standing on the 24-hour clock,
Monkeys. That is Knee Socks, 1:15. You're listening to Talk Radio on the Monday afternoon. As Arctic Monkeys and Knee Socks ask me, as Talk Radio's head of music, why I'm playing.
Tell me why. Do you remember that song?
That's not the song I was playing.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like.
What are you doing? This isn't the song I'm.
I thought Dave started singing about another song.
Well, that's going to confuse the. As head of music, that's two
Should
songs
the radio
at once.
Station not play two songs at the same time?
That's it's just going to confuse the issue. So ask me why I'm playing Arctic Monkeys Knee Socks.
Well, John, why are you playing the Arctic Monkeys and Knee Socks?
Well, I'll tell you, producer Dave. It's because. You know how socks go missing?
Oh, do I ever, John?
Yeah. Yeah. In the news today, I don't know whether you've seen the news.
Is that where they're found?
Yeah. Scientists have wasted time when they could have been curing cancer or something useful.
Previously on the John Holmes show.
Yeah, that. Working out where socks have gone when they go missing. That's the big story we're dealing with today. That's the story everyone's talking about, of course, the scientists. And I think, again, as I mentioned earlier, it is 53 years since Watson and Crick discovered how DNA has a double helix. Hmm. 53 years later, we've come to a point...
Science should be very proud.
Scientists are working out where missing socks go. I mean, that is this what Crick and Watson worked so hard for? Is it?
Maybe just all the science has been done.
No, I will not have that.
They've completed science.
It has not. Science is not over. But the sock. Anyway, there's a sock loss index, and there's a formula to show you why socks go missing. It's to do with laundry size, people in the house, frequency of washes, washing complexity. And see, the thing is about this. Socks go missing, and I admit people don't spend enough time looking for them. I mean, if you look at the details, you know, of history, you know, where are most socks found? Right, out in woodland by people walking their dogs, right? Aren't they? And then,
they are.
That's the statistics say that that's where most things that go missing are found.
Statistics socks. Or ITV Sunday Night Murder Dramas?
Yeah, about socks. Yeah. The next series of The Missing on BBC One is going to be about socks. It's a bit, like I said, this is a bigger issue. I mean, Watson Crick would not be turning over in their grave, apart from the fact they're not dead. But if they were, they wouldn't, because this is a big story. We need to talk to someone about this, big story of the day. So, Asprod Cass, whose job it is to book a guest related to the big story.
Mm. Scientist?
Scientist, you say?
Laundrette?
Detective.
Like a Met detective? Yeah, or a South Yorkshire?
A detective.
Columbia?
A detective.
Detective.
Just a detective.
Okay.
You've got 2 minutes.
Oh, good.
To get a detective.
Thanks.
Right, so we're going to talk to a detective about this, because it's, as I say, this is a big story, and socks continue to go missing.
Mm.
Continue to go missing.
But where are they?
But where are they, and how are we going to track them down? So that's the big story of the day, or at least of the next 5 minutes. 19 minutes past one, you're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Who are you? Get out the back of my van.
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There are long delays still on the westbound M62 in Merseyside. It's all because of an accident at Junction 7, and there's congestion going back on the M62 to Junction 8. The northbound M1 in Derbyshire, there was an accident that's been causing delays during the course of the morning. All lanes are now back open between Junctions 29 and 29A, but there is still some slow traffic in the area. You'll also find it slow going in Monmouthshire on the second 7 crossing on the M4. I'm David Moore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
21 minutes past 1 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. More on the tragic case of the missing sock next. Very quickly, though, some of your reactions that are coming in this afternoon. You can, of course, if you do have a reaction, remember that you can react it to us at any time that we're on air. 87222. Start your reaction with the word talk. Or you can use that Talk Radio on Twitter.
Sorry, message with any word you like.
Or we're on the Facebook.
Facebook.com.
What have you got, Cornelius? What reactions are coming in?
Conspiracy theorist says Banksy, Damien Hirst, David Hockney, Anthony Gormley, they're all part of the Illuminati. And James in Grimsby says, first Woolworths, then JJB Sports, now BHS. What's next? Well, to answer your question, James, it's a clothing and footwear store that's also on the high street.
Thanks very much. And I've got one here that's just come in. It just says, coats in a cloakroom. Hanging's too good for them. So, the big story at 1:23 in the afternoon. This is the story that everyone is talking about today, of course, which is why we're tackling it on Talk Radio in the afternoons. On 53 years to the day since Watson and Crick worked out that DNA had a double helix and thus received the Nobel Prize for Medicine. Scientists today think they've solved the mystery of why socks go missing. It is an important story, of course. The statistics alone say that thousands of socks go missing every year. This is often it's a tragedy. Some just disappear without trace. Others, many say, get taken. But there's rules in this. I want to talk to let's see, did Cass get someone on the... Cass, through yes. The glass... Who did you get a guest on?
I did.
As is traditional?
Yes.
Who have you got?
I have a detective from a detective PI company called Robert.
Is he on the telephone now?
Yes.
Ooh.
You can speak to him and everything.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Yes. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Much appreciated. Taking time out of your busy investigating.
That's right.
So you're a private investigator, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. PID Global.
How long have you been doing that?
Oh, about 15 years now.
All right, so you know what you're doing then.
Oh, yes.
Okay, fine. Now, Robert, this is an important story. Of course, we're learning that more socks than ever are going missing. Let me just tell me if you agree with this. The best way to track down a sock, you have to establish a level of risk to the sock. Socks rarely go missing without a reason. The majority of socks found within 48 hours. Is all of that correct?
I would believe that sounds about correct, yeah.
Yeah. So what would you... What's the... You know, in detective terms, what would you do to track down a sock?
Well, can't say we've ever had a case of a missing sock, if I'm being honest with you. But, you know, it's certainly something that would need to be spent some time on, investigate it.
Yeah.
And try and find the link between the missing sock and, of course, where it's gone.
Yeah. So, I mean, they often disappear within the same... I mean, when they are found, and they're not always found, let's be honest, but when they are, it's normally locally, isn't it?
Normally locally, yeah. Normally, I think, the owner of the stock would normally have an inkling as to who may be behind the theft,
yep.
or indeed borrowing of the stock. So it's a simple case of just... compiling some information, figuring it all out.
Yeah, and that's the premise of any investigation. You just have to take what are the things you have to, as an investigator, what do you establish first in a case?
I think the primary aspect really is to discuss with the customer or the person who needs our help. Find out obviously the reason behind contacting us. Find out the depth and meaning behind that sock.
Yes.
And obviously try and establish what that sock really meant to them.
Yeah.
And how important it is for them to get that sock back.
Last known whereabouts of the sock.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then of course what we can then do is find out why would someone want to take that sock,
Yeah.
Why not both?
I mean, I lose a lot of socks and I know people do. Would it help to keep a recent photograph of my socks?
I think it's always good to take a photograph of your belongings, especially socks, yeah?
Yeah.
For my partner, for example, she's constantly taking my socks to go to the gym and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane.
Yeah.
I keep a tag on it now, and if she takes my socks, she's punished. So I think people should definitely stitch their name into each individual sock. Maybe even purchase a vehicle tracking device or something for each individual sock
yes.
as well.
Yes.
So of course, if someone steals it, you can track it down via an app on your mobile phone.
Yeah. I mean, this is the way forward, isn't it? I mean, in America, of course, traditionally they put pictures of missing socks on milk cartons, don't they? They used to done that for years, and that's been very successful, I think, across the.
Good idea.
Good idea. Yeah. There was that case of the family in a restaurant left their socks in their holiday home. They got back, one of the socks was missing. There was that case, through history, of course. Lord Lucan's sock was believed to have murdered Lord Lucan's nanny's sock, of course, and then subsequently went missing. So, I mean, it's not like it's a new problem, is it?
I think it's something that's been going on for decades, really, ever since socks were invented.
Yeah.
It's just been a constant problem that needs really, I think, worldwide, especially nationally, needs to be addressed.
Yeah. Let me ask you about sock trafficking, because I know there's... I mean, it's an illegal trade, obviously, and what you get, I think, am I right, you'd say you get socks sold into sock groups, and then just worn by men who don't care where they come from, just want to use the socks?
Absolutely. I mean, sock trafficking is something which is on the rise. It's a multi, I would probably say multi-million pound industry that's going to be getting more and more, so... it's something that definitely needs to be addressed.
What's the most valuable kind of sock on the black sock market?
I think the trainer sock these days, I think, these are becoming, because they're smaller.
Yeah.
Even though they're smaller, they're still just as expensive, and I think they're much easier for thieves to steal.
Yeah.
And of course, to traffic, because they're smaller, they can obviously traffic larger quantities.
Yes. Yes, that's true. I mean, I remember there was a case not long ago, wasn't there? They stopped a lorry at Dover, and they opened it up, and it was full of socks. But they had to let it go, because it was on the way to the sock shop. So it was actually legit in that case. But you do get these socks moving around Europe. Robert, it's been... thanks, you've helped enormously there. The advice there, the first 3 days are... If you lose a sock, the first 3 days are crucial. 72 hours. Remember, though, don't panic. Most socks are eventually found unharmed. Someone's just texted in. Thank you, by the way. You can react to this 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Just so to remember, a lot of socks are snatched off the street and kept locked up in cellars by people. You need to just be aware, be vigilant to your socks. Advice there from Robert as well. Take photographs of your socks. Should they go missing, then you can report them and have descriptions of your socks. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. There's Cornelius. You were given the job to come up with some sort of texter for today, weren't you?
Yeah.
Let's.
I've got it.
This is going to be fun.
In the bag.
Based on the fact that if you were listening at the start of the show, Cornelius produced what is effectively a minute of silence because
yes.
He forgot to put any radio clips over the music
yes.
that we used to start the show.
And then just played it out and it was and just some music.
I think it's nice. It's a nice time to reflect.
On what an idiot you are.
We don't need built-in time for that, Cornelius. We do that 21 hours of the day.
Yeah.
Come on then.
So, today it is jobs and animals. Puns.
Why?
Why?
There's a news story that some people are getting time off work to something with pets to help their pets settle in. So new pets and people are getting time off, like,
right, and I know why you've done this, right?
Pet-ternity leave, if you will.
It's called poor-ternity leave.
Well, it should be called pet-ternity leave.
Yes, but...
Well, what's gone on there?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? That they've come up with a very poor pun to decide this feat. This poor pun.
Yeah. Come on, John.
Right, so that's why you've gone down this route, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay, so...
What is it? Jobs and animals.
Jobs and animals.
Doctor.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Doctor, you can have that.
Frogter.
Doesn't have to be doctor.
Hogter.
stop saying doctor once.
What, hogter?
That's right, stop it.
Run out of animals that...
Gynecolifish. There.
Okay.
It's a kind of doctor. Well, I mean, it is a doctor, to be fair.
Doesn't have to be doctors, guys.
But if it is, it's funnier.
Yeah. What about...
What?
Pediatrician.
That's just another fish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fine. Another doctor fish one.
duck builder platypus.
No. I hate these because it means I don't do anything else for the rest of the show apart from trying to think of these.
Exactly,
you don't do anything anyway. So.
I mean,
account
in
ant.
The mistakes column today, Corny.
Account ant. Okay, that's what we're doing this afternoon. Then against my better judgment, animals and jobs on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use
talk.
Twitter.
Start your message with the word
talk. Right, headline hijack on the way, of course, along with today's Lonely Lunch Club. It's just after 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The jury's conclusions at the Hillsborough inquest into the 96 deaths at an FA Cup game in 1989 will be delivered tomorrow morning. Jurors have now made their decisions on all the questions asked of them after they were told they could reach a majority on one issue, whether the Liverpool fans were unlawfully killed. The high street retailer BHS has gone into administration. 11,000 jobs are at risk with a potential closure of 164 shops if a buyer can't be found. Phil Dorrell from the retail consultancy Retail Remedy has told Talk Radio the store needs to adapt to what its customers want.
They've got to understand what their needs are, and they've got to meet those needs by ensuring that the ranges that they like at the prices that they like are in really good positions and it's easy to shop, none of which BHS have really done successfully. And then beyond that, they've got to look beyond it and say, well, who else are our customers going to and drifting away to?
The Justice Secretary is warning Britain faces what he calls a free-for-all over migration unless voters decide to leave the EU. But the Home Secretary, Theresa May, insists the UK would be more secure from crime and terrorism if we remain a member of the European Union. The family of a soldier who died while running yesterday's London Marathon have described him as a man who lived life to the full. 31-year-old Captain David Seed's friends have promised to finish what he started after he collapsed at the 23-mile mark. And the director, Shane Meadows, has picked up his third BAFTA for Channel 4's mini-series This Is England 90. Russell T Davis got Best Drama Writer at last night's BAFTA TV Craft Awards for Cucumber. The weather, sunshine and showers in most places, turning heavy and wintry across northern and eastern parts, feeling colder and breezy with highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. It's 1:34 and this is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reaction coming in this afternoon. Thank you very much for that. This on the big story, of course, that 53 years to the day after Watson and Crick discovered that DNA had a double helix, some scientists have found some reason that socks go missing. That was the big story we talked about earlier. Of course, a lot of texts coming in here saying, you know, it's happened in history as well. You remember when Shergar was smuggled, the missing racehorse was smuggled out of the country in a sock.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
sock actually kept the, especially knitted big sock, which kept the racehorse from view, because socks obviously just go missing, and they go missing a lot easier than a horse. So they put Sugar in a sock and got him out of the country that way. No, don't forget as well, people saying the whereabouts of the Holy Sock, which is, of course, believed to be one of the socks Jesus wore at the Last Supper, which many people think is in the back of a washing machine in Glastonbury. A lot of people think that, don't they? Cornelius, what, you got some sock reactions coming
in
as well?
Yeah, yeah. Ian says, of course, sometimes they just turn up in a pillowcase.
yeah,
and,
that's true.
And Fingers Wakely says, sod the socks, I'm more worried about missing gloves.
Yeah, well, fine, but that's not the story.
No, it's not the story.
It's not the story, is it? So if you are, you know, this is, I mean, it's a shocking when you look at the statistics.
I'm
mean,
shocked.
They're often taken by people that you know. That's the other thing. That's what a lot of people say. Right, it's, is it time for Headline Hijack? Yes, it is. At 2 o'clock, of course, there will be the news, and in it will be the news, because that's where it lives. The clue is in the name. However, there will be a made-up news story within there at 2 o'clock. We call it Headline Hijack. We invite you to be the one who hijacks that headline. All you got to do is make a news story up, get it to us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Talk Radio, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Your made-up story could come out of Victoria's mouth at 2 o'clock, masquerading as truth. The reason? Because we figure people just nip out for lunch, aren't listening to this bit, get back to their desk or wherever at 2 o'clock, switch the radio back on, and don't know that we're planning to lie to them. That is Headline Hijack. What is coming in, Cornelius?
Well, this has come in from Helen, who says that the Prince's Trust have announced that they will continue to do work following the death of Prince last week.
North Korea State News today reported that they launched a rocket into space. The US and UK governments have dismissed the claim. They've examined the videos. They apparently mocked the video up using a TV studio and just a rocket ice lolly. Like a zoom.
If you see the videos, but it's really
obvious. I mean, you can make out the sprinkles.
Yeah, and the stick.
Yes.
Yeah, you can see a bit of the stick.
Yeah, so that's... thanks for sending that in, Sarah. Have you got one there, Producer Dave? Ginger Producer Dave.
Hello, John. Yes, I do.
No need for that accent again.
What's wrong with it?
It's neither here nor there.
Oh, fine, okay. You mean geographically?
Well, yes. And vocally.
No, fine. As it were. This one's coming from Anonymous, maybe in Scotland, you never know. Twitter has announced, John, that it's to increase the character limits of tweets to 150 characters.
Yeah.
That, of course, in line with the current inflation rates.
I've got another one here saying Twitter announced they're going to rebrand their micro-blogging social media service. The company will scrap their whole site and turn to producing chairs.
Yeah, okay.
Under the new... Wait.
See where this one's going.
Yeah. Under the new name, Sitter.
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 Sitar.
Don't know who's the name. Because no one wanted to put their name on it. Good. Are we lonely lunching, manager?
Lonely lunchtime, is it?
Yeah, I think it probably is. So, this is what happens for lonely lunch. Let me explain it to you.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
If you are having lunch on your own in any way at all, this is where we can help you. It's the Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio. It's
like a public service, isn't
well,
it?
Well, in many ways, Dave, it is.
And yes. A social service.
I think so. Because, you know, there are many reasons you could be lunching alone. It could be because you've been shunned by your colleagues, because you're the one in the office that no one likes. Or it might be that you've chosen, as many of our callers do, to just simply lunch alone. Just because you hate the rest of your colleagues. It could be that. It could be anything. Or you could be at home. We'll take anyone into the Lonely Lunch Club Hall of Despair. But You have to be lunching alone. That is the point of Lonely Lunchtime. We become your virtual friends and colleagues, and we're able to chit, and I shall stick my neck out and I'll say chat about anything you like. It could be last night's television. It could be Game of Thrones. That's a popular talking point, it seems, to me at the moment. It could be...
We're allowed to do spoilers if we talk about Game of Thrones.
No. Well, it's been on in America.
Has it, though? I thought it was on tonight.
No, it was on tonight. I thought it was on last night.
I don't know. I've never actually watched it.
Well, let's hope the caller doesn't want to talk about that, then, because otherwise you won't be able to join in.
Well, I'll just sit back. That's fine.
I'm up to date, though. I'm up to date. What am I talking about with you?
Are we doing our own one now?
Waste of time.
I had lunch with you today.
That's true, actually, yeah. So we weren't lonely. But that's not the point. 87222 is the number if you'd like to get involved with Lonely Lunch Club. We'll take all comers, frankly.
And we'll call you back as well.
Yeah, you won't have to pay the expensive thing that there is here. Lonely Lunch Club, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like, or the word lunch.
Yeah, exactly, so we can pick them out of the list of all the rest of the crap puns that have come in because of calling this a stupid animal idea.
I've written so many down.
For God's sake. Anyway, ahead of that, hello, Lonely Luncher.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Beth.
Hello, Beth, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good, very well, thank you, yeah. So, why are you lunching alone, Beth?
Because I'm living at my nan's at the moment.
Nan's?
Yeah.
Right.
So, I'm currently in the conservatory, my nan's conservatory, with my dog.
This is good. Lonely. Oh, with your dog, I don't know, does that count as lonely lunch? I don't know, you've got to...
Well, my dog's not very sociable, I'm not even convinced that she likes me that much, so...
Fine, we'll take that then.
Kind of shut her in here.
So. What about your nan, does she like you?
Well... I hope so.
Okay, fine. Just checking. Is Nan in, or has she gone out then?
She is in, but she's chosen not to sit with me.
Good. So what are you doing at Nan's?
It's before I go and work abroad.
Right.
Ooh.
And so I'm just, like, sort of crashing until I go to Germany.
I see. What are you going to be doing in Germany?
I'm going to be a teaching assistant.
Right.
Working for a language centre.
Okay.
In German or English?
In English.
Okay.
Why would she go to German to teach German, Dave?
To get better at German.
No, but she's going to teach. Why would she go and teach German people German? They know German. It doesn't make any sense.
And I wouldn't be at all qualified.
Exactly. Yeah. And that.
I've seen some holes in my logic.
Yes,
so far.
Really.
I'll admit to that.
Good. Fine.
As
right.
you were.
So you're lunching alone in a conservatory with a dog that dislikes you. Excellent start.
Yeah.
What are you eating for lunch, by the way? Is it something Nan has made, or have you made it yourself?
I've made it myself. It's a cheese roll, right? Yeah. And a very basic salad.
Right. When you say basic.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's just lettuce and cucumber, that's it.
Yeah, it's quite
there's
basic.
No dressing, there's no tomatoes, it's just a pile of green.
Well, you know, that's...
It's better than no pile of green.
Exactly.
It could be better.
Yeah, at least you've got some green to go with the beige yellow.
It's exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, look...
Making it sound worse now.
It's, as a lonely lunch, you know you're allowed to chit about this and chat about that. I mean, what would you like us to... What would you like us to talk about?
Oh.
As we become your virtual friend and colleague.
What do I want to talk about?
Yeah, it could be anything you like. Just idle chit-chat, isn't it?
Idle chit-chat.
Yeah.
Well, something that has been bothering me.
Go on.
So we were at a university challenge the other day.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't understand how... It was me and the dog that doesn't like me, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. My nan was out lunching, ladies who lunching.
Oh, well, she's got Midland, plenty
so
of...
Not really. Oh, she's got so many friends.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you hang out with them?
Well, I try. Sometimes they go out. Maybe they don't want to be around me. They did come around for one, and I was there, and then since then they've gone out for them. So I don't know what I'm supposed to take from that.
I'd take that very badly if I were you. That's how I'd take that.
I am. Yeah. I have.
You've been rejected by pensioners.
It does mean I'm less likely to pick up on their Black Country accent, though, because that did start to happen.
Did it?
So it's good that I'm actually talking to you now to kind of to not get that.
To not talk in the
more, yeah, to not talk like this so much, you know.
All right, like that.
Yeah, you don't want to.
We could. I think we should have the rest of this discussion in those accents. Actually, I think that's the right thing to do. Yeah. So what's been bothering you? University Challenge been bothering you?
Well, it just seems like that it's still filmed in the '80s. Like everyone there, for some reason. Still dresses like it's the '80s.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why.
Well, actually, I do. I think I know what you mean, Beth. Actually, right? Because they do, don't they? It's not really changed since the heyday of the 1980s.
No, and I don't get it. I don't.
No,
it's all of them. It's not like it's like recurring people who just dress badly. It's from all over the country, and I'm not sure. It's like they turned up in their normal clothes, and then someone said, "No, put these on."
I think you're right.
Want to make it seem like it's still 1987, but. You know,
I think you're absolutely right. I think what it is that the producers of University Challenge, right, have got a wardrobe like full of those clothes that they just make them wear.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Don't try and join in.
No, I can't
you
do it.
You can't do that.
I'll sit this one out.
Try that again.
Absolutely.
That's South African or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that better?
No, that's terrible.
It's all right. It could be better.
But no, you're absolutely. I think you are absolutely right about the University Challenge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you sit there, Beth? Do you sit there when it's on with the dog, sort of trying to answer the questions, and then like you just get about one or two?
Oh, I don't try. I just mock. I don't try. Come on, when you talk like this, you're not going to know any of the answers on the University Challenge.
Well, that's
right.
You never get a brummie on University Challenge, do you?
No.
Have you noticed that? You don't go, what's your surname, Beth?
Donoghue.
Donoghue. They don't go, what university did you go to, if at all?
At University of Kent.
Right, so they don't go, Kent, Donoghue. And you go, all right there. Is there any conferring allowed in this round? Because I think I'd do very well with that. No, you don't get the University of Birmingham, do you? No. Talking like that.
No, you don't. No.
Did you talk like that before you went down to Kent and then it got beaten out of you?
No, I've never actually properly lived in the West Midlands.
Right.
I can just do the accent.
Yeah, very well, actually.
Thank you. Yeah. Both my parents are from the West Midlands.
Right, so. Whereabouts are they from in the West Midlands?
Well, my dad's from Birmingham.
Yes.
And my mum is from, well, Shropshire. But my nan's from Wolverhampton, and then she's moved to Shropshire,
right,
so
yeah,
it's quite, yeah. She's more of a yam-yam, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
And it all sounds the same from London.
I very much enjoyed our little chat, actually. Actually quite enjoyed it. Look, the point of Lonely Lunch was to just give you a little bit of company. Your cheese batch, as they'd say in the Midlands.
It's been Boston.
Yeah. So Beth, a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck with teaching Brummie to the Germans.
Oh, thanks very much. I'll do my best.
And regards to Nan, who hates you. That's Beth. She's our lonely luncher today, inducted into the Hall of Despair. If you'd like to lonely lunch, then, as you know, we can chit and chat about whatever you wish to do, and try out a range of accents that Cornelius can't do. Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, we'll be back with Headline Hijack next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Hampshire, there are delays on the M27 eastbound. It's because of an overturned fairground vehicle, which has closed a couple of lanes between junctions 8 and 9. The westbound M62 is closed in Merseyside at junction 7. You're being diverted on and off the motorway by the exit and entry slip roads. That's due to an accident. And emergency repairs mean that the northbound M6 in Lancashire has a lane closed between junctions 31 and 31A. I'm David Moore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, 1:51. Good afternoon. Monday after... It feels like it as well, doesn't it? Monday afternoon on a Talk Radio station in the afternoon. And some of your reactions coming in very quickly, because this is Talk Radio, and we will take your reactions. React at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, react.
The other day I went into town, John, to build a bear workshop, but it turns out someone already had. And gravestones over my dead body.
All right, if you've got a reaction, do react it this way, as I say. Also, by the way, because of this so-called story that pet owners in Britain can get paternity leave.
No, it should be paternity leave. Can you email them, please, Dave?
A lot of firms are giving pet owners time off to get their used to help the pets settle into their new house. Stupid idea. But anyway, that's given us a subject for a text in today.
I've written three since we last talked about it. Would you like to hear them?
Well, yours early. You had three early, didn't you? But they were... This is Jobs and Animals, by the way.
Doctor, Frogter and Hogter. And Warthogter, so... Works on two levels.
Doctor. Right, I had gynecolafish.
That's okay, isn't it?
It's all right. What did you... Oh, I had duck-billed a platypus.
That is good. I like that. That works. That really works.
What? Go on.
Cashier wig. That's better, isn't it?
That's good.
That is one.
I think you might have some issues with this one, but I'm going to go for it. Aardpark Ranger.
I have a lot of issues with that one.
You should have gone Aardvark Ranger.
Well, where's the pun then?
That's just Aardvark Ranger.
That's just a ranger for aardvarks.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
It's not a thing, is it? If you're, you know, travelling around Europe, like Beth might be when she's in Germany,
yeah,
you might need a boar guide. A wild boar guide. Boar guide. Tour guide. The job is a tour
poor,
guide.
Very poor quality.
Poor guide, correct.
Very poor. Examples of jobs and animals, that is.
All right, guys, you do better then.
Well, Jessica already has.
I said you.
Well, I'm not going to. a cat could become a caterer. Especially the word caterer is pronounced differently.
I genuinely didn't get it.
A caterer. You could have... what's this one coming in? I'm just going to read these out now.
Okay.
Hi, John. Jobs and Animals.
Yeah,
says Ian. Postman cat. I mean, really?
I think we've peaked.
A police officer.
I like that.
That's good.
Did you see this one? Army carporal.
Army carporal.
A corporal in the army. Oh, fish. We've got lots of fish ones.
There's a lot of fish ones coming in, I'll be honest with you. Where's that other one I had? Thank you very much. Lucy, I think, sent this in. A washing machine repair mantis. I mean, I wish you hadn't started something, to be honest.
Wait, it's important we don't blame the topics, guys. These are just how we are today. It's not my fault.
Well, most of things are your fault, it turns out. But yeah, okay, 8722 for those.
Start your message with the word
talk. I mean, the bar's been set quite low.
Very low.
You can't, you know.
Can we just go back to Cash Earwig, which I was quite happy with?
Cash Earwig. It's not as good as Duck Builder Platypus.
No, that's
it?
Good, though, isn't it?
Harry's just come in with Fish Jockey, by the way. Anyway, there's a small matter of headline hijack. The game is afoot. For in 4 minutes from now, there will be the news here on Talk Radio. It will come out of the mouth of Victoria. And we would very much like you to supply a made-up news story for her to read out. The reason, most people are out at lunch at the moment. They'll get back to their desk, not hear us talking about this bit, and we will... and they'll get back, hear the news, and we will have supplied Julia? not Julia. She's earlier. Victoria, with a made-up news story. And when it comes out of her mouth, because she's a journalist and people believe what she says, it will sound like a fact. And the people not listening to this bit will go about their day believing it as truth. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with that.
Yeah, good. Right, so what have we got? Let's, before we pick a winner, headline hijack. Dave.
Oh, sorry, read one out. Is that what you're saying?
Well, why not?
R&B singer Usher.
Yes.
Right, Samuel has announced that he's going to launch a wedding planning service.
Right, I see. Because he's called Usher.
Yeah. Just going to put a line through that one.
Yeah, good. Bartenders in the United Kingdom have been widely criticised for not performing to the standards they're expected to reach. In a poll conducted by Fuller's, it was revealed that 86% of their customers were extremely disappointed that their servers weren't able to perform the cool spinny trick from the film Cocktail.
Very specific.
It very is. Right, do we have a winner?
Yes.
Who is it?
Serge.
Serge?
Yeah.
Wow. Where does Serge live?
I don't think it says. Wait, let me scroll down.
Make something up.
No, I'm going to look up the actual text. Oh, Gloucester.
Fine. Serge is in Gloucester. Serge, congratulations. You have got your made-up news story. It will be in the news next on Talk Radio. Still to come today, we will be joined by the Hollywood actor Eric Banner. He will be our guest later. There will, of course, be today's mystery quiz. Mystery theme tune quiz, work experience punditry coming after 2 o'clock, plus the diversity paper review, the news in haikus, all on the way. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains, with diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
It is Talk Radio, and it is Monday afternoon. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Exactly 2 o'clock, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a decision's been reached by the Hillsborough jury. 11,000 jobs are at risk at BHS, and tributes are paid to the runner who died in the London Marathon.
Talk Radio.
The families of the 96 Liverpool fans who died at Hillsborough will find out tomorrow if their loved ones were unlawfully killed after the jury reached their decision.
Oh, well, it just makes your stomach turn over, to be honest. It's quite a sickly feeling. It sounds crazy, that.
That's Anne Burkett, whose stepson Peter died at the FA Cup semi-final in 1989. He was 24. More than 2 years after the inquest began in Warrington, she'll be in the courtroom tomorrow to hear the verdict.
It's just still a worry, as far as I'm concerned. Nothing's cut and dried. We're just going to go in tomorrow and just hope for the best that they've got it right.
Workers at BHS are being told they should keep on working as normal, despite the retailer being put into administration. 11,000 jobs are at risk if a buyer can't be found. Senior medical leaders are calling on the Prime Minister to step in so an agreement can be made on junior doctors' new contracts. Hospitals across England are getting ready for the first all-out strike in the history of the NHS tomorrow morning. Chris Hicks is from the Patients Association.
Certainly it's not something that patients are specifically talking to us about very much, and we hear that patients are very supportive of their doctors, but clearly want their doctors to be there to give them the care that they need.
The Home Secretary, Theresa May, insists the UK would be safer from crime and terrorism if we remain a member of the European Union. It comes as the Justice Secretary is warning Britain faces what he calls a free-for-all over migration, unless voters decide to leave the EU in June's referendum. Michael Gove says the government's admitted that rules covering free movement of labour make it harder to curb immigration.
As long as we are in the European Union, we cannot control migration effectively, and our courts are not supreme. If we leave the European Union, we can control migration, protect the NHS, and make our courts once more supreme, so that it's British judges who decide what happens in this country.
A man's body has been found in the English Channel off the Isle of Wight. A lifeboat recovered the body, which was spotted by the crew of a fishing boat last night. The family of a soldier who collapsed 3 miles from the end of the London Marathon and later died say he lived life to the full. 31-year-old Captain David Seath, who was a team commander of the Royal Artillery, suffered a cardiac arrest after running 23 miles. A fundraising page set up in his memory has so far raised more than £20,000.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunshine and showers in most places. They'll turn heavy and wintry across northern and eastern parts. Feeling colder and breezy with highs of 12 degrees. Thanks, John. You finished? No, clearly not.
Got anything else?
No.
Okay, fine. It's 2 minutes past two. Sport next.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Barclays Premier League leaders Leicester City could find themselves a huge step closer to winning the title at the end of the evening.
Hi, Ben.
Without kicking a ball. If second place Tottenham lose at home to West Brom, then Claudio Ranieri's side would become champions if they're victorious at Manchester United in TalkSport's live commentary match on Sunday lunchtime. Baggies boss Tony Pulis doesn't expect Spurs to give up easily.
They will push Leicester all the way. You know, as a football man, I'd like to see Leicester win it, but if they don't, you couldn't pick a better team than Tottenham to pick the trophy up. Because it's someone different, and I think it's great for English football that at the end of this year, we're going to have someone different lifting that trophy.
Leicester's Riyad Mahrez has been named the Players' Player of the Year. The Algerian forward is the first African player to win the award, with the likes of Didier Drogba and Yaya Toure missing out previously. Finally, boxing, and Anthony Joshua will face Dominic Brazil in the first defence of his IBF World Heavyweight title at the O2 Arena in London on Saturday, June the 25th. British super middleweights George Groves and Martin Murray are on the undercard. They'll fight in an eliminator bout for the WBA title. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a student at Sheffield University has developed a special pair of glasses that automatically block out all Game of Thrones spoilers from view. They also come with built-in headphones that immediately blast the theme tune when it detects anyone talking about what happens to Jon Snow.
Thank you.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy.
Love music.
Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Right, 4 minutes past two. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. You can follow us, by the way, on Twitter, of course, on Facebook. We're also on Tinder. You can like us on Meow Meow and Brexit and Remain for balance. You can also send us a message this afternoon via ancient Greek hydraulic semaphore. You will need, if you want to do that, this is how to do it. It's very simple. You need identical containers on separate hills which are not connected to each other. Fill each container with water, then simply float a vertical rod in it. The rods should be inscribed with various predetermined codes at various points. To send a message to Talk Radio, you should use then a flaming torch to signal, and once synchronised, the spigots at the bottom of the containers should be simultaneously opened. Water will drain out until another torch signal, when both spigots should be closed. Thus, the rods will sink to the same level on each hill and be correlated with the predetermined code markings. Remember, hydraulic semaphore will be charged at your normal ancient Greek line-to-site communication rates. Good afternoon, then. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's time for Work Experience Punditry. Of course it is. This is where, in common with most other radio and indeed television outlets, we review things like television and film and music and hipster nonsense. But on a Monday, it's television, which means Cara. Cara's here. Work Experience Punditry just means we don't have to pay her. So, Cara.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
I like your jumper.
Thank you.
It's
rosy.
Well, it is rosy, isn't it? It's got,
for those who aren't here,
yes,
it's black and white,
yes,
with red roses on.
Mm. Black and white and red all over.
Dave, simply don't join in. So you're reviewing television, Cara. What have you got? What were you been
first? I watched.
Are you going to be talking about Game of Thrones?
No.
Wow.
No, spoiled. Never seen it.
Sort of television reviewer are you?
Sorry.
All right, fine.
Well, you know, those who do watch it will be very glad I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
So first I watched Black Music Legends of the 80s. I mean, what a great title just to start.
Did the title just get you in straight away?
This was actually a documentary filmed 5 years ago but re-released on iPlayer and repeated because this episode was about Prince, who died last week. And so it was about his career.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Sorry?
I thought you said there were no spoilers.
Whoa.
What?
Sorry.
But Prince died.
What? Has anyone let the news desk know?
There's a news desk?
Well, it's Victoria.
She gets a desk.
So, no.
Did you think that was a headline hijack?
Oh, yeah. Right, go on. Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah. That is
so
sad.
So they
news.
Were cashing in, were they?
Well, it was already made. It was a repeat. Yeah,
yeah, all right,
if you want.
Fine. Yeah, go on.
So it started with his upbringing in Minneapolis and how he lived in a very white city, because of the snow and because of the people, with little access to black music, but how that actually influenced him. And so it described how Prince bridged the gap between black and white music, and he mixed rock and new wave stuff with funk and soul and could basically turn his hand to any genre. And then it did some personality analysis where his friends said what enigma was he, and he was actually very shy. And they showed a clip from his very first TV appearance where he gets stage fright, and then they talked about the eccentricity of his costumes and how amazing he was on stage as
right.
a real performer.
Did it tell us anything that we didn't get from every other single news outlet / Prince-based programme over the weekend? I mean, did you learn anything?
Yeah, it was an hour long, so it was like detailed about his life.
Okay.
And what I didn't know before was just how prolific a writer he was. So he wrote tons of songs that
yeah.
he didn't, you know, perform. So he was the produced the time and wrote Nothing Compares to You, as we now know.
Well, indeed. All right, I'm going to stick my neck out here.
Okay,
right? And I might be on thin ground, right, given what's happened. But I think enough time has passed now, right, for me to say, right, Prince, 6 songs, any good, tops. Right? That's it. So whatever everyone's been saying over the week, oh, Prince, oh, no. Six songs, right? That's it. The rest, rubbish, right? So, there's the one, right. No, that's it. Don't look at me like that. Six, the one about the hat.
Yeah.
The one about the car.
Yeah.
That's two. The one about the...
The rain.
The rain. The one about the sign and the of the times.
Mm.
Four. See, now I'm pushed to think of any more. Oh, the one about the doves.
The doves, yeah.
Five.
The one about the kiss.
No. That's crap.
Sinead O'Connor one.
That's, yeah, but he... But, yeah.
Does that count?
Well, here's the, well, that's my next question. Mm. So I've got up to five good Prince songs.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, Diamonds and Pearls.
Yeah.
Six. There. Right? And then Manic Monday and the Sinead O'Connor one that he didn't even sing, but he, but so brackets them as well because he wrote them.
What's the Jungle Song that's, by the time?
That's it. That is it.
But they're great.
But, yeah, but there's six of them. And then two more. That's it. That's it. Prince is over. That is it. Come on. Anyone? Alphabet Street, not that good.
You're wrong.
Darling Nikki, not that good. Mm. Like six, the hat, the car, the doves, the sign, the rain, the... See, I've forgotten it, even what the other one was.
The pearls.
The pearls.
It's not a great hit rate from 32 albums, is it?
No!
Six songs.
No, it was actually crap. God. And the one about the Monday. Fine. And the one that Sinead O'Connor did. There, eight tops. Six were his. The end. Move on.
Have we got a clip from this TV show?
I think we do.
Come on then.
Purple Rain, gosh. When he goes on stage and he plays, you just lose yourself. The energy, the music, you just have liftoff.
The thing about Purple Rain is it was really the first music video movie.
He gets down in that film. I mean, he gets down. He's walking music. He is music.
Purple Rain set up this dichotomy in his career. Is this a guy who plays stadiums and sells 10 million records, or is this a musical genius who will follow wherever the inside of his brain takes him?
Prince, gifted, outrageous, enigmatic. He captured the imagination of a generation with his diverse mix of musical styles and larger-than-life stage personas. Rock star and funkster, guitar hero and sex god. This is the artist known as Prince.
I mean...
Does that not put you in a great mood?
I don't know. Okay, I forgot the one about being crazy. So, all right, seven plus the other two, right?
But they're so much... They're worth more than one song each.
I genuinely saw someone... How can they be worth more than one song each?
They're so good.
Right, so, all right, so the one about the car, right, the one about the hat, which you heard a bit of there, the one about the jewellery, the one about the rain.
The doves.
The one about the doves, the one about going crazy. Mm.
Pearls.
The one about the times.
Yeah.
The one with the pearls, and the one he wrote for the Bangles, and the one from Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Nine. Or is it eight?
That was eight. Seven, eight, nine.
Nine. So nine, that's it. Not one of the greatest, no, nine songs. Bon Jovi have written best. More.
Oh, this is where it happens now, isn't it? When he starts comparing it to... What's that song he always makes us listen to?
Oh, In the Night
in the
Time
night.
Or something. What is it?
On the Storyteller's Night by Magnum.
Yeah, yeah.
If you say but Magnum look, was better than Prince...
No, Magnum was better
What about 1999? Did you say that one?
Oh, the one about the millennium. Yeah, all right, yeah. You can have that. All right, we're up to 10. But that's
Yay!
It. But that is...
that's
but
an album's worth.
That is it. Yeah, but wow, well, yeah, he's done 42 albums! That's one album's worth of good songs. The rest, bin 'em.
Shall I go into the next programme?
Well, I haven't finished on him yet. Also, right, so everyone's going, oh, well, Purple Rain, what a seminal piece of work that was. Ooh, what a great film. And yeah, okay, fine. But then that's completely offset by Under the Cherry Moon. No one's been mentioning that in the obits, have they? One of the worst films ever made. Under the Cherry Moon. And they called him a sex god in that clip. If you want sex with the purple dwarf, yeah. You move on now.
Thank you. So, next I watched...
It's 10 tops, isn't it? And two weren't even his.
Well, we didn't know he was going to do all that.
Just saying.
Next I watched I Want My Wife Back. And I think we have a clip from this as well. Or I could just start talking about
it. No, it's coming.
Okay.
Oh, it's not.
Okay.
We'll do the clip in a minute. It's fine.
Yeah, sorry.
A bag of ice in the freezer. Crisps are in the bowls. Beers are in the fridge. I think we're in pretty good shape.
Look, have you seen Bex?
Thank you. Would be nice.
Yes. Sorry, Grant. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry.
And I basically set the whole party up.
And I am very grateful.
At very short notice.
Thank you again.
Well, the fact I had to ask you for a thank you diminishes it somewhat, don't you think?
Can I just thank you again and move on?
Yeah, please. Let's move on. Let's put it behind us.
Okay. Have you seen Bex?
No.
Okay. I think we might have a problem. I'm not sure she's coming. She seems to be having a slight wobble.
Well, that would explain the note I found in the bin.
Dear Murray, I'm going away for a bit. Bex. Oh, God.
Maybe that could be the surprise of the party. Bex not turning up.
Is that Ben Miller?
Yes, it is. Oh. Hold on. So this was a new series which started last Monday on BBC Three at 9:30 PM. It's set in Brighton with Ben Miller as the husband who is always away on business, leaving his wife to have her birthday alone. And she leaves him at the very beginning. That's not a spoiler, Cornelius. And hence the title.
Yep.
And he gradually finds this out at work during the day from other people, such as her sister. But he's already organised her a big surprise party for the evening. So his wife just moved in with a friend while all their family and friends have gathered at their house. And it all culminates with a bit of a ridiculous party scene where everyone is waiting to surprise her and she turns up and it's all terribly awkward because no one knows she's left him and they're trying to have a serious conversation about their marriage while everyone else is being overly happy. I wasn't overly impressed with it, though. Oh. I didn't laugh out loud once, I don't think.
Did you even smile?
I think I did smile. I think I breathed out through my nose heavily at one point.
Yeah.
You know when you do that.
Was that like hay fever, though, rather than
that could have been
humour. Yeah.
So there were a couple of funny characters, such as the girl he works with who's obsessed with him. But really, there were no laugh out loud lines. And I think it needed to really either be comedy or drama because it was almost moving at times when you feel sad about their marriage. But then the silliness would kind of ruin it. But it wasn't funny enough for those to be a worthwhile interruption.
Because I didn't see it, and never will I. I can tell you that now. But just, I read about it, and I read the title itself made me want to kill. Mm. You know, because it's just that's got designed by committee all over it. You can almost hear, what should we call the thing with, I want my wife, but it's got to explain what it is in the title. You can just hear a meeting where that has happened. And that just sucks all the joy out of the room, much like you do, Dave, in a meeting. Sort of mood hoover.
A bit mean. Why are you turning on me, Dave?
Which household item are you?
Yeah, what?
Which household item are you?
Oh, I'm a Nutribullet. Full of fun.
And quite small.
Compact.
Yeah.
And is attempting to make
a
thing that everyone hates fun.
Makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, you have a go at my height, but no, when Prince is all dead, you're like, oh, look at him, little Prince. Well, how brilliant was he? Oh, little Prince.
10 better songs than you, mate.
You're just jealous, aren't you?
No! I'm just being realistic. I'm going, oh, great, Prince. 9 songs. 10 songs. Carry on.
Okay, so I might watch the next one because there was a slight surprise at the end, but not for the comedy, actually, for just the romantic narrative. But that's it, really, for that one.
Bat Dance.
horrible nickname.
You can add Bat Dance to that. That was good. I like Bat Dance. Right, more TV stuff coming up with Cara very shortly. It's 18 minutes past 2. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tradesmen, with Direct Line you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Oh, you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition. To stop men dying from prostate cancer. To help stop prostate cancer from being a killer, search Men United now.
Van Buster, now on. Pulsecrete, 20 kilograms, just £3.42 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point members only.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Hampshire, there are delays on the eastbound M27 because of an overturned fairground vehicle between junctions 8 and 9, and there's two lanes closed as a result. Congestion's going all the way back to junction 5. The M4 Second 7 crossing, that's looking very busy as you cross over onto into Monmouthshire. The M62 westbound in Merseyside, all lanes are now back open following the accident at junction 7, but do expect delays in the area still. I'm David Moore.
Test drive an award-winning Skoda now, and we'll give you five great reasons to buy it before the end of June. Like from £500 to £2,000 towards your deposit. A low-rate 2.9% APR representative finance. 3 years free European roadside cover. And two free services. You could even win a luxury trip to Prague. It's a no-brainer. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services. 18s and over, subject to status, until the 30th of June 2016. T's and C's and exclusions apply. For details and your nearest retailer, visit skoda.co.uk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Now, his name may sound like a bad hand at Scrabble, but he's been an MP. He's been a broadcaster, a commentator. He dated a cheeky girl and he can blow a mean harmonica. Our special guest tomorrow on the show, only Lembit Opik. That's got to be worth 27 points.
Cheeky, cheeky.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, 21 minutes past one. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And some of your reactions coming in. Cornelius, who's reacted and how have they reacted?
Yeah, Danny says he'd bend over backwards for his chiropractor. And brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles, parents, cousins, it's all relative.
Okay, if you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or if you've, you can use the Twitter at Talk Radio. And Cara's still with us.
Hello.
Possibly also that one he did with Sheena Easton. Time for more television reviews then, which Cara has. We've already talked about, what was the title of the thing?
The documentary.
If you like.
Black Legends of the 80s.
That's right. And that had Prince in it for some reason. And
a legend.
Ten song stops. And the...
I Want My Wife Back.
Terrible titled sitcom that was on the television. What are we talking about next?
Lastly, I watched Rush Hour, which was the pilot for a new action comedy series based on the film franchise, which follows Detective Carter, who is the LA Police Department, who is in the LA Police Department.
Yep.
And it started with a very exciting chase scene in the docks of Hong Kong between the police and a gang, shortly followed by a gunfight in California with Detective Carter, who is played by Justin Hires from 21 Jump Street, hanging off the side of a helicopter. And then because of a robbery of some Chinese statues and the shooting of a Hong Kong police team in LA, Detective Lee, who is a very by-the-book official, he is paired with the rather questionable professional attitude of Detective Carter, and they're told to figure out who killed the officers and who stole the statues.
Oh, it's not Midsommar Murders, is it?
This is
a lot more exciting.
It's so exciting.
Right, do we have a clip?
Yes, I think so.
Let's find out.
I'm Carter.
Carter?
Detective Carter.
Carter.
Do you just love my name or do you not understand a word I'm saying?
Crime took place on U.S. soil. As a courtesy, the Bureau is allowing a detective from Hong Kong to consult.
We don't have time to look after a Chinese cop.
It almost sounds like you're asking me to babysit.
I hope you hate it.
Shut y'all out. Guns on the table, drinking, boys just hanging out, perpetuating negative stereotypes.
The hell you want, Carter?
Let's go talk.
Ooh, nice.
This is unacceptable.
Be careful not to touch them. The value of the statues is greater than you can comprehend.
So it's the film that starred Jackie Chan.
Yes.
And
I don't know.
Martin Lawrence, was it?
Was it Chris
Chris
Rock?
Tucker?
Chris Tucker.
Okay,
it.
Fine. That, it's that, isn't it? It's just that.
Yes, I haven't seen the film.
Right.
So this was my debut introduction.
Okay,
to it.
So what did you make of it?
I thought it was really, really good. It was really funny, much funnier than I Want My Wife Back. Like, laugh out loud funny at a lot of points. The way that the two detectives are juxtaposed to each other is so good because he's so serious and straight-faced, the Chinese guy, and his sarcasm is so good. And then Carter's just too talkative and gets annoyed. And, it is really funny. And there are lots of exciting fight scenes, one in a noodle restaurant in Chinatown and a punch-up among the life-size statues. And it's quite Bond-like at times in terms of the location and trying to get the bad guys. But it was also a lot more light-hearted than Bond, as it was consistently funny and they competed over who was the bravest and didn't get on for most of it.
So was it, in terms of how TV works now, is it one of those sort of mega budget things? As you were talking about helicopter
budget.
Fights and kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, and where when's it on, sorry?
That was on, it was on Channel 4.
Oh, it's on 4, okay, fine.
Yeah.
One evening.
Already.
They could combine, see, on one hand, you're talking about the one about getting the wife back, and then there's that, right? Combine them, right? Take the production values from one and put it onto the other, or just combine the plots. If something's not working, so just put them together.
So
you've got Ben Miller. What's the plot of I Want My Wife Back? Ben
His
Miller.
Wife's leaving him, and he's organising a party for her, but she's left him already.
Right. So, but the party he's got for the party, he's invited a load of statues that are valuable to the party.
Won't this just make Rush Hour worse?
But he's stole... Well, you don't know, do you? It could go either way. At least it's not the plot of Under the Cherry Moon by Prince. he's stolen a load of statues, Ben Miller, in the BBC One sitcom, right? But they're worth a lot. And then the detectives come and hunt down Ben Miller because he's stolen the statues, thus cross-pollinating the TV show. That could work.
Yeah. I guess. I think you've just put Ben Miller into Rush Hour there, really.
Well, now you put it like that, yes, that might be easier. that's fair to say. Yeah, I've thought about it. You're right, that is actually the way to do it, yeah. Good
brainstorm, guys, though.
Well, this is how TV works.
There are no bad ideas.
Yeah, there are. It's Prince's back catalogue, apart from those 10 records that I mentioned. Yeah. I have, by the way, just looked down Prince's back catalogue, just to check I was right. Mm. Right, and the news is that I am right, right? Because there are... I mean, look, right. I mean, really? Let's look. Let's be obvious. We've talked about the one about the hat, the one about the car, the one about the rain, the one about the jewellery, the...
Doves.
Get the crazy and the Dewey wrote for thing and thing and bat dance, right? And possibly you got the look with Sheena Easton, right? But then you've got... The morning papers. Anyone? Nope. Remember that?
Nope.
No, quite. Do you remember...
Cara?
No, I don't.
No. Do you remember Dinner with Dolores?
That was a great evening.
1996, didn't even chart. Betcha by golly wow. Anyone?
That is a title they should have checked around the room a bit.
Decided by the same committee that came up with I Want My Wife Back. Also, what was annoying about Prince, right, is his over-reliance on text U's and twos. And you got the look, you to be loved, all that stuff. Grow up.
I want to know how you can type the symbol of his name. How do newspapers do that?
That's a good point, actually.
Very good question, actually.
Very good. Well done, everyone.
Did he supply, when he came up with it, did he have to supply all newspapers with his own font?
Yeah, maybe.
That he came up with, the Prince font.
He did like creative control, didn't he?
Anyway, in the last half an hour, we've decided that, contrary to everything that happened last week, Prince is rubbish. It's coming up to the news. Before it, though, you have to score all of those average score for the three things you watched out of 10. Cara?
I'm going to give it a 7.33 recurring.
That's quite high.
Well, Rush Hour was great, and in my opinion, Prince is great. And, you know, I Want My Wife Back wasn't so great.
So brought the other two down.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much, Cara. We'll see you again next week, I hope. And just before we do go to the news, which is quite complicated, by the way. I don't really
know. Yeah, John.
Yeah?
Well, the theme's been the news. I can't get my head around it.
Well, that's how we can help, you see, because this is where we simplify the news down to the art, the medium and the form of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Beyonce drops song called Lemonade. Around the corner, chocolate's made.
The news in haikus. In the next half an hour, then, drunk people canvassed for their opinion on the week's news. That is, of course, Alco Vox Pops. We will be joined by the Hollywood actor Eric Banner to talk about his new TV show that he's doing with Ricky Gervais on Netflix, plus the diversity pay-per-view, mystery TV theme, all of that. Still to come on the programme this afternoon. It's Talk Radio Monday afternoon. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The jury in the Hillsborough inquest has reached decisions on all questions related to the deaths of 96 football fans. That includes the one issue they hadn't been able to agree on, whether the fans were unlawfully killed. The verdict is out tomorrow. BHS staff have been told the 164 stores will remain open, despite the retailer going into administration. 11,000 jobs are at risk. The owner says no one is to blame. The General Secretary of the Usdaw Union, John Hannett, says they want to help discuss.
The uncertainty is really difficult, and this is a reminder really of the Woolworths Ethel Austin case, where the union was trying to get an open dialogue with the administrators, where we had to go to the courts. What we're really saying is, look, we have a responsibility to our members, involve us in the conversation, we're waiting for the call from the company or the administrators, we're ready and able and willing to get involved.
The Health Secretary is to give a common statement this afternoon about the junior doctors dispute in England. Jeremy Hunt says the first full walkout plan for tomorrow and Wednesday over new contracts will risk patient safety. Tributes are being paid to an Afghanistan veteran who collapsed and died 3 miles short of the London Marathon finish line. Captain David Seath suffered a suspected cardiac arrest yesterday. The 31-year-old's family say he lived life to the full. And Britain's Got Talent is the most watched TV programme so far this year. It's overtaken Sherlock, with almost 1 million more people tuning in to see the second episode of The Talent Show. Call the Midwife made up the rest of the top 10. The weather, sunshine and showers in most places. They'll turn heavy and wintry across northern and eastern parts. Feeling colder and breezy with highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. It is 2:33. I am John Holmes, and Cornelius has got some of your reactions.
It's quite like the better start of the show, isn't it?
Yeah, he's not in the studio, is he?
No. It's a bit that, isn't it?
Oh, there
Hello.
He
is. You alright? What's going on?
About 20 seconds of silence following the sentence, Cornelius has got some of your reactions.
Yeah.
We weren't actually in here, were
Where
we?
Were you?
I was just talking to Cara about sorting out admin.
Cornelius has got your reactions.
Yeah, yes. Tommy said, did you see that documentary last night explaining what fridges do? Chilling stuff. And Tom says, I'm not going to attack you with a baby goat. I kid you not.
I've got some reaction coming in here as well. It says here, hi, John, listening to the show. Don't like it very much, but I am listening. Who put the bomb in the bomb? And who put the ram in the Ramalama Ding Dong? I think we should be allowed to know. How come they're allowed to know this information in Scotland and America? Why, as the person who put the bump in the bump ba bump ba bump and put the ram in the Ramalama Ding Dong, taken out an injunction? I don't think it's fair that Scotland and America are allowed to know. I think people in England and Wales should be allowed to know who put the bump to bump in the bump to bump to bump and who put the Ramalama in the Ramalama Ding Dong. And the fact that we don't is ridiculous. If you've got an opinion or a reaction, you can react it at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or, of course, you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
And I think we're going to find out the opinion now of drunk people. This is Alco Vox Pops, and this is what drunk people sound like. So this is where we go out onto the streets of a weekend and canvass people falling out of clubs, pubs and bars for their opinions on last week's news. It's Vox Popping people in the street while they're drunk. We call it Alco Vox Pops.
Sorry, can I ask you a quick couple of questions? The Queen's birthday, etc. Jesus, enough already. Discuss.
No. Why aren't we having a bank holiday? Why?
How about, when's your birthday? I'd love a real bank holiday.
She's a 90-year-old woman that is still getting on the back of a horse, wandering around the country. She's an impressive woman. Impressive man as well, if she was a man.
Romania were expelled from the Eurovision Song Contest. Speak about that.
I have literally nothing to say about Romania being out of the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think it's really unfair, because I think people are really mean to Romanians for no reason. That's all.
Artist JMW Turner and his painting The Fighting Temeraire will feature on the new £20 note. If it was up to you, what would you put on the £20 note?
Your mum.
Jack, that's pretty offensive. I personally like a picture of my own mum there on the £20 note.
Give me this. I would put Alex Turner and the cover of AM on the £20 note, because that was a legendary album, and I think that should so be made into British history, because who even is that? Like, who is that? If I want notes indestructible, I would put the Arctic Monkeys on there, because they are so great. Who even is this man?
And that's drunk people and their opinions on the week's news in the feature we like to call Alco Vox Pops. Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's 2:37. It's a broken thing.
It's a broken thing.
Don't worry about it.
Broken the thing.
2:37. Now, here's a weird thing. So I walked into the office this morning, which we share with Talk Radio outside, right?
And Talk Sport.
Because we are Talk Radio, that's correct. And Talk Sport, right. And I walked in, and then there was like a group of people standing around an area they don't normally stand around. Mm. And I recognised them as the sporting people, because they all wear full football kit every day and speak in chants.
And they'll have those linesman flags as well.
Yeah, and those and the way they communicate across the office at Talk Sport is they've got those, can you still get them, those old rattle things you used to get at football in the 50s?
And the boss uses a whistle to discipline people.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Anyway, that, and they were all standing around, and then I wondered over to see what they were looking at, and they were looking at I don't know what it is, a sort of shiny thing on a stand, and someone informed me that it's something important.
I was surprised, because it's quite a big thing.
It's huge. I was really excited to see it. It's the Premier League trophy, John.
Yeah, actual Premier League trophy. The football's Premier League trophy.
Right.
The EPL. The EPLT.
Anyway, if you know anything about football, which I do not, apparently that's a big deal, right? So it's out there on a stand, okay, with all ribbons and bibbons all over it and stuff, right? And I mean, why is it here? What, I mean, someone handed it.
No idea.
Did someone lose it? It got handed in? I mean, what
by a dog, in 1966. What,
lost and found.
Yeah.
Pickles the dog found it. I thought, well, Talk Sport's nearby.
Yeah.
They'll know someone in football.
Yeah.
No, presumably they're just holding it up near
probably
the microphone.
Pickles will pop round to come dogging. Plenty of that going on round Paul Ross, Stan Collymore. So, do you think actually this building's got the most celebrity doggers in it? Out of any...
at any one time.
Out of any building. Because we've got two, right? All we need for a hat-trick is to get Steve McFadden a show.
It's quite rare to find them inside as well. So.
Normally they're outside looking in, right? Anyway, the this mug is out, silvery mug's outside, yeah. So, but we don't know why, really. Okay, so what we
two
thought we
security guards. As well.
Well, that's the thing, right? And I went up to it, and they the security guards got involved, and I'm like, what? So it's, I mean, is it because it's like worth loads of? I mean, is it? I don't.
Oh, it's
why is it
traveling
with security guards?
It's worth so much money. It's like, well, it's basically the FA Cup as well. It's like that's. It's worth a lot,
is it,
to people? Well, you know how much football means to people. That's what they all want.
That's the main thing.
Right, fine. Thanks, well, you know. What we're going to do is send Cornelius out now.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I want to... Right, because of the security guards, I want to know how close you can get to it before the security guards step in.
Because it's got the crown on it on the top, doesn't it? Do you reckon you can take the crown off and put it
on
your head?
I was told specifically earlier when I had a photo that I was not allowed to touch it.
Brilliant, right. So,
so you can take the crown
but
off.
But why aren't you allowed to touch it? That's a stupid rule.
I don't know.
But the ma- but case the, I've seen over. People hold it over their heads.
They've earned it, though, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've won it.
Go and try and touch it. Here's some equipment. Look, we've got this radio mic stuff. There you go.
Oh, God.
Put that on.
I dread seeing this thing come out.
I know. Put that on and go into the office, right? And see how close you can get to the cup thing.
Okay.
We'll get Rudd, the work experience, to film it. Right? And just because we want to know why it's there.
Right.
Okay, let's...
Am I on?
Are you on?
Can we
can hear you?
Hello?
He's just put the...
Are we up? Hello?
Oh, there he is. Going out the door. Okay, con. So, listen, go outside, right? Obviously, tell us who's out there, whatever. But get over to the cup and just inch towards it. Right?
Okay.
Until the security guards say something or stop you. Just as
I'm just looking through the window now.
Yeah.
They've sort of got their back turned to it.
Right.
It's worth saying at this stage that...
They're not standing near it.
It looks like a helicopter headset, what he's wearing. It's massive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
He's not incognito at all.
No. They have not noticed me.
But if you just go edge towards it, and see how far you get.
I'm now standing right next to it. The head of TalkSport is giving me the biggest evils ever.
Excellent. Good.
I mean, I'm right next to it now.
Touch it.
I've been spotted. Hello. Yeah.
Ask him what the rules are. Tell him he's on the radio.
We're on the radio. Sorry? Can I touch it? I'm not allowed to touch it.
Ask why.
He's very certain about it.
Why is that?
Why am I not allowed to touch it? Because I haven't won it.
Is that the rules?
What do I have to do to win it?
Can they do a raffle?
I've got to play football professionally to win it.
All right, so you can't touch it. What can you do with it? Can you smell it?
I can't touch it.
Can you sniff it?
What can I do with it? Can I smell it? What do I want to smell it for? Just see what it smells like.
Yeah. Tell him, Con, tell him you want to smell
the smell. He told me to smell the door.
Tell the smell of victory.
Sorry?
It's the smell of victory.
I want to smell the smell of victory. No, I'm not allowed to smell the smell of victory.
Wow, you're not allowed to even smell the cup.
Can't even smell the cup. They've moved closer towards the trophy now.
Cornelius, can you ask him the following question?
Okay.
If no one that hasn't won it is allowed to touch it, did a professional footballer that's won the Premier League drop it off today? And if so, what time are they coming back to collect it? And who is it?
Okay. If only people who have won it are allowed to touch it, which Premier League winning football player brought it in today? He's told me if I'm going to ask stupid questions, he won't be answering
them. Tell him his rules are stupid.
I'm not going to say that because he... No. The rules are clear, I think.
Okay, can you touch the ribbons or is it just the cup? You can't touch.
Am I allowed to touch the ribbons? I can touch the ribbons.
Oh. Touch the ribbon!
John, I'm going in.
Go in.
Tickle
I'm
that ribbon.
The ribbons.
Yeah.
There we go.
Go on, take a little sneaky cup touch.
I've done it.
Good.
There we go. I've touched the ribbons.
Okay, how long's it here for?
I feel like a winner.
Why is it even here? Ask that. I don't know why it's
here. Why is it here? Why is it here, guys? It's Champions Day on TalkSport.
Don't know what that is. Right, fine.
Okay, no, neither do I.
Good, fine. All right, okay, thanks. Well, there you go. We've established the rules. I think that's good. You know,
thank you very much, guys.
It travels...
Bye, TalkSport.
They hate him. They absolutely hate him.
So do we.
Yeah, I know, that's right, yeah. Which is why we just send him out to do that. Good. Well, we've established that we've got the... What cup is it again?
Premier League trophy.
And you can't touch it or smell it. Who knew?
That seems like a rule that they had never thought of until someone...
I touched it. I didn't want to say it, but I fully touched the handle.
Did you?
I proper grabbed it. Don't tell the Premier
didn't
League.
Didn't they see you doing it?
No, because it was behind the ribbons.
Come on!
That ribbon rule they've got is stupid. But, they proper hate me.
So are you the only person that's never won the Premier League to touch the Premier League trophy?
Yes.
That's a great fact.
That's a good pub quiz fact. Yeah. If you ever get asked in the future in a pub quiz, who's the only person who's non-winning, to touch, you say, well, it was that idiot Cornelius on Talk Radio.
As well as, like, Phil that brings it into the studio.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Did you wipe a bogey on it?
No.
You missed opportunity.
It's sacrosanct.
I thought it was silver. Right, good. There you go. You're listening to Talk Sport. That was all about football.
Champions Day.
Talk Sport, whatever that is. What are we doing next? Diversity pay-per-view coming up.
Eric Banner's on next,
Eric
mate.
Banner! Is Eric Banner be allowed to touch it?
That's a great... shout, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll find out. Let's find out. Eric Banner, Hollywood star, of course, used to be the Hulk, will be talking to us next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
At TradePoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paints, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Hampshire, the eastbound M27 has two lanes closed due to an overturned fairground vehicle between junctions 8 and 9. It's causing congestion back to junction 5. In Southampton, the A27 Bassett Green Road, that's blocked due to an accident. In Worcestershire, there's a lane blocked in the roadworks section between junctions 5 and 6 north of Worcester. That's due to a broken down vehicle and delays still on the northbound M6 between junctions 31 and 31A. I'm David Moore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's 2:48. I am John Holmes. I'm just ahead of Eric Banner talking to us here on Talk Radio, the actor Eric Banner. Earlier, for reasons that I can't even be asked to explain to you, we were coming up with animals and jobs. Steve's in Salford, an alley waiter.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Strong, yeah. What have you got?
Harry says... Elephantrepreneur.
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 That is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I saw an elephant.
This sounds like a great
elephant. The Apprentice.
I mean, we've all seen an elephant.
I've actually got a picture of it. No, on terrible puns. It's actually very topical, this. At the weekend, I was in Southampton, and the building I had had a statue of an elephant. I took a photo of it. Look, there's the plaque on it. I had to read out the name. They've called the elephant. The name they've given it.
Benjamin Trunklin.
Is that the worst name for anything ever?
That doesn't even work.
No, it's not even a... Trunk doesn't sound like Frank.
That sounds like it was named after a Boaty McBoatface pole.
So does Cornelius Mendes, to be fair. Yeah. What's the most stupid name you could come up with for an idiot? Cornelius Mendes, you win the poll.
Should have called it Donald Trunk. That's better.
Right, it's 10 to 3, Monday afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio, and I promised you movie star action, and that is what you will get. I'm delighted, I am, to be joined by an actor who played the definitive various characters in the 1996 TV movie Eric, and someone who for me will always be guest performer in the 1990s Australian comedy TV series Full Frontal. Hello, Eric Banner.
John, how you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
You were. You went way back there with the intro.
Well, I kind of like to do my research.
You Googled me.
Yeah, I IMDB'd you, is what the hell I did. Yeah.
Not always that reliable.
It's not, though, is it?
No.
I've had this before with people.
Yeah.
I'll be absolutely honest with you. I interviewed Robert De Niro, and I did a similar thing, and he went, well, I wasn't in that. It was the most... Oh, God.
They quite often get it wrong with projects that you're meant to be in development for.
Yeah.
You know, and people go, tell me about that Beetle project you're in. I'm like, what are you talking about?
You did that.
But yeah, generally, no, very impressed with that.
Thank you, good. I mean, because you start... This is the thing, obviously, we'll talk about special correspondence in a minute, but you started out in comedy, and now obviously working with Ricky and stuff. When you got filmy...
Yes.
You went all...
Very serious.
Murdery man, didn't you, with the Chopper film. So, I mean, what... Did you just deliberately make that leap?
I did. Not a lot of people know that, but yeah, I was a stand-up back in Australia, and then I worked in sketch comedy for years, and then I just kind of got burnt out. I really got sick of doing comedy and wanted to make a change, and I just got really lucky and had that facilitated. So then once that sort of took off, I didn't want to kind of muddy the waters and try and pull out some sort of, you know, one-card trick. I was like, I'll just go with this now. You know, I don't want to confuse people. So that's how it sort of went. And then I thought, well, if a comedy comes along, good, but otherwise I'm not sort of dying to do one.
Yeah.
Until Funny People came along some years ago and I did that.
Which
and then
was
now
with Ricky's... with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
The film. Judd Apatow and all that. But, I mean, it's interesting how you watched it with interest because Ricky did a similar thing, obviously. You know, he started off in the office over here and stuff.
Yeah.
I've got a story about Ricky, right, that you're going to like, right, because you might not know this. But, So back when Ricky Gervais was just, you know, a bloke on a thing, right, I worked with him on a Channel 4 show over here. And he hadn't done TV before, and we were sitting together in a bar after a recording of a show. And he said, how are you finding television? Because I hadn't done it before either. And I'm like, yeah. And he said, well, look, this morning, this is what I did, so do this. He said, they send a car. Yeah, they send a car, right? You know, they send cars, right? So, and he said, and I was watching out my window, and a grey Mercedes turned up. And he said, so just because I could, I phoned the car company and went, I don't like that grey. And he went, I'd like a black Mercedes.
And he watched it drive off.
He watched it drive off. And then 20 minutes later, that came. And he said, and his advice to me, because he'd been in telly a bit and it's my first thing, he just went, do that. What's the most deaverish thing you've ever done?
I've never done that.
Come on, you need to do it.
Oh.
You could put anything, someone of your state, you could do anything you like.
I know, but then I couldn't sleep and I'd beat myself up all day long and I'd be distracted about how to undo that terrible deed. No, I go the other way. I remember when I first started being lucky enough to fly towards the front of the plane.
Oh, nice.
That I would go entire flights without having reclined my chair. You know? And then, well, that was money well spent, wasn't it? In the upright position.
Do you automatically get upgraded now? Or do you have to, like, pay for it? I mean, come on. Be honest. Do you just walk up and go, they go, oh, you're in that thing, and then you're just...
No. The airlines don't give that sort of thing away.
They used to, though, didn't they? They don't know.
No, they probably get in trouble for that now.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you blag it? Come on. Bit of a tip from you, right? Yeah. If someone listening to this now goes, I'd like an upgrade. What do you do?
I guess a pair of crutches?
Maybe. It's good. That's like the, you know, the theory about theme parks.
What's that?
You can hire. You know this? You can hire wheelchairs.
You're into all these scams. Like, what's it? Do you document all these ideas? Do
come
you?
On, these take yeah. them from me. It's my gift to you.
Are you one of those people?
Hire a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Sit in it. Get someone to push you. Get in front of the queue.
Ah, that's terrible.
Yes.
And if you're in America, that's a motorized chair, right?
Yeah.
So you don't even need the person to push you.
Exactly.
They love that. I went to a big auction a few months ago in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh yeah,
and half the crowd were buzzing around on electric chairs. It was hilarious. Like you can walk.
Yeah,
it's an auction. You know, you're looking at cars. You can walk from.
You're quite into cars, aren't you?
I am. Yeah.
So you did a thing with Jeremy Clarkson.
Yes.
So obviously, you know, they're doing this Amazon Prime thing.
Yeah.
And so what's your take on the club? You know, he punched someone in the face, right? What's your take on that?
It's not ideal, is it?
It's not ideal.
It's not ideal. But I don't think I'd get away with it.
You would. Come on. We've all worked with producers, and I'm looking at mine now. He's called Dave. That you want to punch in the face, right? So, you know, it's fine, isn't it?
Have you ever done it?
No, but I'm tempted. But he's much bigger than me. Look at him. Look,
yeah,
great. Big
I wouldn't
ginger.
He's
idiot.
Too friendly looking. I'd feel guilty if I punched him.
I wouldn't.
I'd beat myself up for the whole day. And why did I punch that jolly fellow with a beard?
So how was it working on Special Correspondence then? So tell us about it. So you're basically obviously you're playing a what should we call it? An unethical journalist, is that fair?
Yeah, a bit of a mover and shaker. He's a bit of a dick. He's got a huge ego, and he's a journalist for a local radio station in New York.
Yeah,
bit of a big fish in a small pond, and he's sent to cover a war in Ecuador, and I have to take a tech person with me, who is Ricky, and on the way, he's quite hopeless.
Yeah,
his character Finch, and on the way to the airport to go and cover this war, he loses our tickets and our passports, and we have to decide what we're going to do. And we decide to fake it, and we go to a Spanish restaurant that we know, hole ourselves up upstairs, and set up a studio. And now we are reporting live from Ecuador, but we're in New York. And the lie just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And we don't realise that the borders close and we're the only journalists in the world who are now covering this war up close. And so, yeah, it turns into a bit of a farce.
Yeah, and it's a remake, isn't it? Which I didn't know, actually.
There was originally a French version. Film, yeah. Ricky, you know, liked the premise of the story. So he just basically rewrote the whole thing and made it a bit funnier, I guess.
Yeah. So how was... in terms of working, I mean, you're familiar with his work, obviously, I'm sure. Cause,
yes,
you
know, he's a huge fan.
He's been in films and all that. You're bound to say that, though, aren't you?
Come no,
on.
I was.
Come on, you're contractually obliged.
No,
he wouldn't even let you in here, would he?
I was chuffed. Kidding me to get that call? It's very odd. It's one of the few times when you get a call from someone or, you know, you get invited to go and work with someone who you've really idolised. And my first reaction was, does he know who I am? Has he heard of me?
It's just Ricky. It should be the other way around.
I was beside myself. Yeah. Absolutely beside myself. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a bit of a dream come true. And for me, you know, to go back to doing comedy, even though, it's, you know, my guy's kind of a bit like the straight man, but still to go back into that world and to have entrust him with that was just great.
Sure. So what's next? What are you doing?
I haven't got a clue, mate. I've got to have a bit of a breather and go home and have a bit of a play. And I'm not sure. I'm reading at the moment. I mean, I've got a couple other films in the can. I did a little bit in the Guy Ritchie film King Arthur.
Oh yeah.
And I did a lovely little Irish film with Jim Sheridan last year called The Secret Scripture.
Sure.
And besides that, now I'm just reading to to find the next thing.
Okay. By the way, the other thing I want to apologise for, by the way, which I have to do, I've never interviewed a Hollywood star before, right, with chocolate smeared all over my leg. So look at this.
Well, see, I wouldn't have noticed.
Look at that.
I wouldn't have noticed.
Now, I was on the train coming here, and I was
This will be good. Explain yourself.
Well, this is the...
It looks like rust to me. I don't think those jeans have been washed in about 20 years.
Well, that's fashionable. But what happened is, I have a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, mm-hmm. right, and we just put my trousers on this morning, came, I thought, I'm going to interview Eric Banner. Brilliant. And then realised on the way here that what they'd done is basically used my jeans as a sort of canvas for painting with chocolate. So
post-Easter gene work.
Basically, that's what's happened.
Okay.
Yeah. So right. I just wanted to bring that.
You could have come with anything on those jeans. I wouldn't have bothered me. I've seen it all.
You know what? I like you.
Yeah.
We're out of time. Hey, thanks.
Thanks, John.
Special Correspondence is out on Netflix on Friday. That is Eric Banner. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint by Dulux Trade. When food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, just after 3 o'clock. It is Talk Radio, and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the Hillsborough jury's reached a decision. Bad news for BHS and tributes to the war veteran who died running the marathon.
Talk Radio.
The jury at the Hillsborough inquest will deliver its verdicts tomorrow morning. After 2 years of evidence, one of the questions jurors have had to decide was whether the 96 Liverpool fans who died were unlawfully killed in 1989. Anne Burkett, stepson Peter's one of the victims. She's told Talk Radio the families have had to wait a long time to get to this point.
We'll all be united together that day. We're all going to be feeling exactly the same. Every single person tomorrow who's lost a loved one will all feel the same as everybody else.
BHS stores will remain open and staff will continue working despite the company going into administration. 11,000 jobs are at risk in what's the biggest retail failure since Woolworths folded in 2008. The department store's owner says no one is to blame. John Hannis is a general secretary of the Usdaw Union.
The key thing now for my members and those 11,000 individuals who are affected by the announcements is for an open dialogue, so we can investigate, research the opportunities. This is devastating for these individuals, devastating for the families, and we must do everything we can to support them.
The British Medical Association is defending the first ever all-out strike by junior doctors after last-minute talks failed to end in a new contract. The Health Secretary claims a two-day walkout, which starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, will put lives at risk as emergency care will be affected. But Dr. Hamid Khan, who will be working as normal, has told Talk Radio that's not the case.
Care that will be provided will be no less than the care that is provided when junior doctors are working in emergency departments. Yes, there may be logistical inconvenience, there may be logistical disruption, but in terms of the key emergency problems, if somebody is having a life-threatening problem, they shouldn't feel deterred to go to A&E at all.
Tributes are being paid to an army officer who suffered a heart attack 3 miles from the finish line of the London Marathon. 31-year-old David Seath from Aberystwyth has been described as a man who lived his life on the edge and to the full. Train tickets are going to feature the Samaritans logo and phone number as part of a campaign to reduce the number of people committing suicide. The charity hopes the message on the back will help reach millions more people. And director Shane Meadows has picked up his third BAFTA for Channel 4's miniseries This Is England 90. Russell T. Davis took home the award for Best Drama Writer at last night's BAFTA TV Craft Awards for Cucumber, a comedy drama about a gay middle-aged insurance salesman.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunshine and showers in most places. They'll turn heavy and wintry across northern and eastern parts. Feeling colder and breezy with highs of 12 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. 4 minutes past three, it's Talk Radio. Ben's got the sport now while holding a crying baby.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Barclays Premier League leaders Leicester City could find themselves a huge step closer to winning the title at the end of the evening without kicking a ball. If second place Tottenham lose at home to West Brom, then Claudio Ranieri's side would become champions if they're victorious at Manchester United in TalkSport's live commentary match on Sunday lunchtime. Baggies boss Tony Pulis doesn't expect Spurs to give up easily.
They will push Leicester all the way. You know, as a football man, I'd like to see Leicester win it, but if they don't, you couldn't pick a better team than Tottenham to pick the trophy up. Because there's someone different, and I think it's great for English football that at the end of this year, we can have someone different lifting that trophy.
Leicester's Riyad Mahrez has been named the Players' Player of the Year. The Algerian forward is the first African player to win the award, with the likes of Didier Drogba and Yaya Toure missing out previously. Finally, boxing, and Anthony Joshua will face Dominic Brazil in the first defence of his IBF World Heavyweight title at the O2 Arena in London on Saturday, June the 25th. British super middleweights George Groves and Martin Murray are on the undercard. They'll fight in an eliminator bout for the WBA title. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Shh, 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 shh.
Talk Radio.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. It's 3:05. That was Ben there with the sports while holding a crying baby.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, then. Welcome. I am John Holmes, and if you'd like to get in touch with us this afternoon, we're on Twitter, obviously. You can use that. We're on Facebook. We're also on Tinder. You can follow us on Meow Meow and Brexit, and also on Remain for balance. You can also send us a message today via Ancient Greek Hydraulic Semaphore. Now, to do that, it's very simple. You need identical containers on two separate hills, which are not connected to each other. Then fill each container with water. Float a vertical rod in it. The rods should be inscribed with various predetermined codes at various points. To send a message to Talk Radio, you should then use a flaming torch to signal, and once synchronised, then the spigots at the bottom of those water-filled containers should be simultaneously opened. The liquid drains out until another torch signal, when both spigots should be closed again. Thus, the rods will sink to the same level on each hill and can be correlated with predetermined code markings. Remember that messages sent by Hydraulic Semaphore will be charged at your normal Ancient Greek line-to-site communication rates.
Talk Radio.
So, good afternoon, then. It's time for the big debate. So a lot of people complaining, of course, about the weather. And that's because they're British. But this is it's unseasonal. This is the big story everyone's talking about today. Unseasonal weather. Let me just quote now. Global temperature records were broken in January, February and March. But the UK will not feel the benefit of that trend. Arctic blasts and gale force winds are set to batter Britain this week. Gale force winds in exposed areas. Overnight, cold enough for a frost. The biting cold, say the forecasters, even with May on the horizon, could leave summer feeling a long way off. That is a lot of people talking about this afternoon. And I've got two people on the telephone, as you'd expect, as part of the big debate. First of all, let's go to Anthony, who's on the telephone. Anthony, good afternoon to you.
What?
Afternoon.
What?
Am I right that you want to see You're saying the horizon there that May is on, according to that news report, you're saying we don't need an horizon anymore. The horizon's outdated. It's only,
I'm saying get rid of all, what horizon has ever been good? Yes. Let me ask you that question. Answer, none. None horizon. Like, I start with the TV show Horizon.
Yes.
Dry. Like, it used to be okay, but now it's all like, oh, ever since I was a little girl, I always wanted to have a telescope, and now I've got a telescope, and, oh, it's a personal journey because it's cheaper.
Yes.
Dry. Rubbish, get rid of that Horizon. All the spaceships, they always call them, oh, this is one for the final launch now for Intergalactic New Horizons.
Yeah.
And 7 years from now, we'll remember that we forgot to lick the battery before we put it in and it's flat and nothing's happened.
Yeah.
And then actual, you talk about the actual horizon.
That's the big debate, yes.
Pointless. It's just because, I tell you why, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a tease.
Yeah.
It's a tease. Like, all the time, look what's on the horizon. When we get to the horizon, there's good things on the horizon. You can't ever get to the horizon.
Right, so let me...
It doesn't exist.
On the telephone, listening to that side of the argument, which is... that was Anthony. He wants to get rid of the horizon. It doesn't exist. Charles is on line two. He says, Charles, I think you're very much in favour of the horizon. Am I right?
Good afternoon. Of course I'm in favour. And that sounds like a very jolly character you got on the line. Yeah. He talks about the horizon being a tease.
Yes, he says that's a tease.
Clearly he's a very low achiever.
Yes.
If he's always been teased all his life.
Yeah.
Look at the horizon, grab it, take it by both hands. I mean, what is better than waking up John on a morning at dawn's crack, looking out the window and seeing the beautiful horizon and the smell of the morning dew?
Anthony, he likes the smell of dawn's crack.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sure your horizon's very nice, sir. I'm sure you've got a very nice mobile phone, which I'd quite like to just have a look at a little bit later on, yeah? But listen, I'm sure your horizon is nice because you got it from, like, Laura Ashley or something. Like, real horizon, like, what are you talking about?
You
don't know what you're talking about because there's no horizon.
Charles is saying...
might as well not be...
Anthony, just give him a moment to answer that. He's saying you don't know what you're talking about, Charles.
Yes, I'm not sure this Anthony entirely knows how to use words, but if he did, he'd know Horizon was a big scorer on Scrabble. 19, of course. We've got the Z in there.
Scrabble.
The H. Scrabble.
Look, what happened?
Anthony, let him speak. Let him give him his moment. Give him time to speak. You've had your say.
Oh, my day.
Well, I think it speaks for itself. Anthony's lack of Horizon is his downfall, and that's why he is a self-scanner.
Right.
Newsflash, this just in, yeah? Your friend there, whatever his name is, yeah?
Charles.
Listen, right? Scrabble. No one plays Scrabble anymore. People play video games. What's happened in video games? They got rid of the horizon because they knew they were rubbish and pointless. You used to have fog or clouds. So just have fog or clouds, don't have a horizon, don't play Scrabble. Like some late... Oh, what even are you?
This character has got a lot in common with the Horizon.
Don't call me a character, yeah? Because I swear, bro, I will come down it. Where do you live, like? Sorry,
Anthony, again, just look, this, the whether or not we keep Horizons is an emotive issue. Just let him have his say. I know tempers will fray
him.
Anthony, just let him have his say. Charles, over to you. You want to keep Horizons. Carry on.
Well, these extreme socialists always have their opinion. Of course, if you go back to the ancient Greeks,
yes.
The time of Latin, Horizon, of course, comes from the, meaning vast, and eizon, meaning space.
Yes.
Which would, have, of course, also resemble the space between Anthony's ears.
Yes.
Yes. It comes from the Latin, whore meaning your mum, and all the rest of it. And come off it, mate. Like, you sound like a joke. You call me a character. Listen to you, bro.
Let me go to the text here. We're getting a lot of text in. The horizon is crucial because it separates the sky from the earth. If we get rid of it, we integrate them. Is that not better for a better society? The sky and the earth, they won't be separate anymore, which is racist. They'll be together. Sky and the earth, the skirth, will be as one. What do you say to that, Anthony?
I'm saying, like, why can't we just have exactly, like, have one, like, thing. Why is it all, this has got to be this thing. This has got to be this thing. You've got to go to prison for this thing. Like, why does it have to be like, why can't we all just, like, be? Like, but I don't care if you're sky or black or white or earth. Like, it's all the same to me. It's your friend here. Like, your friend here was all like, oh, I want to live in a castle made of solid gold with a swimming pool full of champagne. And that one, play Scrabble with my solid gold set.
So Charles,
he's a joke, mate.
Charles is calling you a joke, but isn't there a point here though that if we got rid of the horizon, surely the sky and the earth would become more integrated? Is that not a good thing for society?
Well, I think, as we all know, certain groups of society should be separated. The Anthonys of this world are, in many ways, like the sea, just wet and full of disappointment. And
you call me, you play Scrabble, you call me wet.
Unbelievable.
I am, and I'm sorry. My mother doesn't like the way you're talking about me, or her, indeed.
Well, hang on, let me just... I want to ask this question.
Like?
No, we won't find out what his mum does like. Instead, we'll go to this text that's come in that says here, okay, if we go down Anthony's route and dismantle the horizon, that will create jobs, because that...
Thank you.
Yes, but the question then comes is, where would we store the horizon? Because it might be that we need it later. Charles, where would we store the horizon?
I think that the horizon could easily be stored in one of many of my properties.
Yes.
Or indeed in Anthony's lockup, where I believe he probably stores most of his intelligence.
Yes.
What is this? Like, do you think, like, this is out of mind or something? When are you from? When are you from?
This is becoming quite personal now. But so, just let me give you this point of view as well. The horizon, these are just texts that are coming in. John, listening to this debate, Anthony's right. The horizon is an annoying line that gets in the way of the view. Alternatively, no, John, it's the right thing to do is to keep the horizon. It gives ships something to aim at. People saying, what about the workers that are being laid off from British Home Stores? Could they not be employed to dismantle the horizon, thus giving them jobs? This is all coming in on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
Oh, what about privatising? What about privatising the horizon or getting it sponsored, Anthony? What do you think of that? So we'd be looking at, I don't know, the Santander Horizon.
Like the Verizon Horizon.
Yeah.
Listen, do not have a horizon, right? Because it is pointless. But if you have to have it, like, we should all have it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it should be ours. It should be our horizon.
Yeah, the people's horizon.
It's the people's horizon, man. That's my horizon and yours.
Yeah, so now you've come around to the
Just like, for example, your mobile phone. That's your mobile phone and mine a little bit as well.
Yeah. We're coming round to the fact that you actually... I think you want to now keep the horizon by the sound of it. You're saying it's the...
No, but I'm saying... if we have to have it, then it should be for everyone. But we don't need it, so get rid.
Yeah.
Like your friend here, Prince Charles.
Charles, listen, we've got to wrap this debate up because we're running out of time. We will take your points of view, of course, as I said, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Charles, can you sum up this debate about whether or not we're going to keep the horizon in one word for me, Charles?
Communism.
And Anthony, one word.
Camilla.
Thank you. It's 16 minutes past three. If you want to get involved in that debate, you can via the methods I've just mentioned. Still to come, the diversity paper review and so on and so forth. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Who are you? Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Your Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Hampshire, there are long delays still on the eastbound M27. Three lanes closed, traffic only able to pass on the hard shoulder between junction 8 and 9. That's due to an overturned fairground vehicle. There's congestion going back to junction 5. The A417 blocked in Gloucestershire at Birdlip due to a breakdown. There's delays on the northbound M5 in Worcestershire. There's a lane closed due to a breakdown. That's in the roadworks section between junction 5 for Droitwich and 4A, the M42. I'm David Moore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jewels Hartley Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
19 minutes past three. It is, I'm going to say it's a Monday afternoon. And if you were just listening to that debate today, Anthony was on the telephone. We don't need the horizon, was his point of view. It is outdated. Charles was for the horizon, said it's important. And where would we store it if we dismantled the horizon? Although, would that be a good thing? Because it would provide jobs for the newly redundant workers for British Home Stores who could be otherwise deployed to dismantle the horizon. It was only really there for pirates, has just come in on there. Cornelius, I know you've had some reaction.
Yes, John, lots coming in. The silent majority idiot says horizons don't make the effort to integrate with society.
Yeah, or anything.
Katia says that all those NIMBYs who don't want to live near the horizon disgust me.
Yes, a lot of people saying that, actually. I mean, it's all right for the horizon to be where it is, but I wouldn't want the horizon in my own backyard. A lot of people are saying that this afternoon, actually. That's right. If you've moved, if you have moved into a house and you look out of the window one day and you see the horizon, I mean, no one wants that.
No, you might move.
Absolutely not. And it's going to bring the house prices down, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Black Cab Driver says, get rid of the horizon. That's where Ubergrunts come from. Right. Hashtag Horexit.
Yeah, you nearly said that very wrong, didn't you? It's 21 minutes past three. You all right? Do you want to say it again?
Ubergrunts.
Well done. Read that one again. Black Cab, what?
Get rid of the horizon, that's where Ubergrunts come from.
And that's coming from?
Black cab driver.
Is that a black cab driver or a cab, or is the cab black or the driver?
Both.
Okay, fine, thanks very much. And speaking of which, it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Now, if you are a regular listener, you will know, or will you not, that we are the most diverse programme in, I'm going to say, world broadcasting. There's a lot in the news today about the BBC and their quotas, saying that in the future, at the BBC, they are going to have percentages of women, of BAME, that is the Black Asian minority, people working at the BBC. But we are, and everyone's going, oh, well done the BBC, what a great thing. We are so ahead of that particular game. Thank you very much. Since we began broadcasting 6 weeks ago, we have been the most diverse programme in broadcasting, and the way we do that is we get a different diversity each day to review the papers. Today, Mark is with us. Which diversity are you, Mark?
I'm brown.
Excellent. What have you in the news today?
One story that caught my eye is that cricket legend and obviously TalkSport presenter Darren Goff, model Jodie Kidd, Lucy Mecklenburg, I'm not sure why she's famous, are all going to be taking part in the Celebrity Tour de France.
There's a Celebrity Tour de France.
Yeah, it's a reality TV show that's going to be on Channel 5 in the near future.
Of course it is.
Ex-England rugby ace Austin Healey, Maiden Chelsea's Hugo Taylor, and Winter Olympic skeleton ace Amy Williams also going to be taking part in this.
Right.
Victoria Pendleton's going to be their coach and mentor.
Right. So, are they just going through now every sport and turning it into reality?
Yeah.
Didn't Channel 5 kill all those people in the skiing or something as well?
That was Channel 4, but yeah.
Channel 4, but yeah.
That's not the thing to correct.
But now he's liable Channel 4, not me, so that's fine. But this is the thing now, isn't it? It's like, reality TV, let's get a load of people and make them do a different sport.
Because you know when you're watching sport, you often think to yourself, how would celebrities do this?
Yeah.
So now that question is being answered by Channel 5.
Yeah, it's just going to be, they're just going to go through every sport now. So you're going to get, we mentioned this earlier, we've got some sort of novelty prize out there in the office. What's it called?
The EPLT, the English Premier League trophy.
Yeah, that is outside in the office today. And earlier on, if you weren't listening, by the way, we sent Cornelius outside
to touch it
because you're not allowed to do it, and there are two big security guards standing next to it. I got him to touch the ribbon, which they allowed him to do, but he took a sneaky touch of the actual cup
behind the ribbon.
What did it feel like?
Yeah, I felt like victory.
Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is that. Is there now a sport? Every sport going is open to celebrity interaction to make it. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, how far do we go? Badger baiting, is that a sport?
Not legally.
Okay, fine, but it doesn't have to be legal. It just has to be entertaining.
Yeah, I can't think of many sports that haven't had a celebrity makeover.
Yeah,
I mean, there's celebrity darts, there's celebrity ice skating. Do you remember celebrity wrestling?
No.
That lasted about half a season on ITV about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Celebrity fox hunting, have we done that?
Again, not legally.
Well, even when it was legal. I mean, they missed a trick there, didn't they?
Do you know what my favourite celebrity one? Do you remember the dog? What's that? The dog sheep thing?
The dog. Yeah, the
one
sheep
man
dog.
And his dog. Sheep dog trialing. Yeah.
Do you remember the celebrity one of that?
Yeah.
That was a few months ago.
Gabby, what's her face, hosted it. It was actually really excellent because it was just Tony Blackburn and a dog. That's pretty much it.
That's a very different programme. He used to have a dog. It was called Arnold on his Radio 1 show.
Hey.
Just sharing knowledge.
Sharing your age, mate.
Right. Yeah. Again, it's not an age thing. It's just general knowledge, isn't it? I know things that happened generally that I don't have to have been...
I think that is one where it's showing when you listen to Radio 1 and then therefore we can work out your age.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, I could name the current Radio 1 presenter and his dog's name. Yeah. It's Pig.
What?
And the dog's called Nick Grimshaw.
The dog's called Pig.
This conversation's gone very odd now. Anyway, I think all sports, fox hunting certainly. I mean, it's illegal to hunt foxes, but what if it was hunting Dr. Fox?
With celebrities?
Yeah, celebrities on horseback hunting Dr. Fox.
I'm sure Channel 5 could find an audience for that.
Yeah.
That's a good Animals and Jobs.
Dr.
The
Fox.
The text that we're doing today. Dr. Fox.
I'll write it down.
Write it down
for
later.
That.
Thanks.
It doesn't really work because...
Is there a job cat. In it? It doesn't really work.
Yeah, Animals and Jobs is the worst text idea I've ever heard. Anyway, right, carry on, Mark.
Talking about pets.
Yeah.
Britain's top biker pet has been judged. And there's some really great pictures in the paper.
Top biker pet?
Yeah, apparently bikers are now dressing their mainly dogs up to kind of accompany them on bike rides. So some of these dogs are wearing leathers, some of them have helmets, some of them have riding glasses. And I just felt that I had to talk to you about it.
Yeah, no, I say that. I mean, it kind of... The image I have of bikers is the sort of Sons of Anarchy-esque sort of, you know, Kings of the Road, you know, sort of threatening... But frightening, intimidating, is that fair? And now here they are with cute dogs, carrying around with them in little bags, like sort of long-haired, tattooed Jerry Halliwells.
Well, Leon Haslam, who's the... I probably mispronounced his surname, sorry, Leon. Who's the Superbike Championship racer who judged the event. He picked a mastiff called Freya, and he said about the winner, she had the attitude of a real biker, she's a natural. So some dogs can just tap into that.
Right. Presumably. Well, again, there is a new programme waiting to happen. So what if it was... So you've talked about celebrity sporting programmes. What about pro-celebrity dogs speedway? So you get the dogs of famous people, the aforementioned Jerry Halliwell's little bag dog, Schnorbitz, showing my age again there, from Anyway, there was a trust me, Google it. Other notable dogs that Pig. Were owned by celebrities.
Pig could be on it.
Pig. Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, and then teach them to ride motorbikes and race them round tracks.
Harley Dogvidson, I've got.
No one asked you to do that.
Vespark, as in Vespa. Labretta. I mean, I know those last two are scooters, but...
No one asked you to do that.
I know, it's just I bring more to the show sometimes, don't I?
No. So, okay, right, pro celebrity dog pet speedway racing coming soon to Channel 5.
Yes. Not soon enough, presumably.
Yeah.
One more story to quickly mention.
Please do.
Gary Lineker may you might have seen this already, Gary Lineker may well end up doing the first match of the day of next season in his underwear.
Why?
Because he made he said something on Twitter to the effect of basically if Leicester City win the Premier League,
oh yeah,
I'll do the first show of next season in my underwear.
Pants, yeah.
And they're only I think 4 points away from it, 5 points away
Five,
from it.
Yeah,
yeah. So it could happen. He's apparently going to work in his toned
bod
during the summer and make sure he's got a tan.
Right.
So, I mean,
I think Gary Lineker's pants. Are just full of crisps.
Yeah.
Don't you? Just when I look at Gary Lineker, he looks like this sort of bloke who would put crisps in his pants.
Yeah.
He's not wearing boxer shorts either. He's got like tight
Y-fronts
on.
Speedos.
But he just pushes crisps down there. And he just looks like the sort of person who would do that to me. Just take his clothes off and he just gets handfuls of crisps. Not, I mean...
What flavour would they be? Presumably not salt and vinegar.
Eventually, or at the beginning. I think he scoops up... I think he prefers the touch of ridged Lineker. I think Lineker...
Ridged for his pleasure.
Like, yeah. And he gets the ridged McCoys, even though he's the face of Walkers. He's the face of Walkers, but he's the testicles of ridged McCoys. That's Gary Lineker. And I think he gets the flavour and he puts them, crushes them up, and just sort of puts them in his gusset until his just whole down there is bulging with crisps.
Yeah, that's what License Free Pay is going to get on the first day of the new season.
That's right,
next
year. Yeah.
Just to wrap up this segment.
Yeah.
For many reasons. I'd just like to draw this to your attention.
Yes.
Victoria, who's just sidled in to do the news.
To the news. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Whispered in my ear, John puts chocolate down his pants.
That is true.
What?
That's true.
What do you mean?
Last week, you nicked my chocolate bar, and when I tried to get it back, you put it down your pants.
Okay, I did do that. I had forgotten that. You're right.
I'm sort of glad there's a story involved with everybody here in public as well.
Yeah.
I was asking a lot of questions.
Yeah. Yeah, that did happen, to be honest with you. I mean, I thought it would stop Cornelius eating it, but if anything, he was keener.
No, I did not eat it. I did not eat that chocolate bar.
Anyway, thanks, Mark, for
Thank
coming
you for
in.
Me. And thanks,
so,
Lenny.
It's. You're welcome. Or as he used to say on Tiswas, it's okay. He used to do that. It's 3:31. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Hillsborough Inquest jury has reached decisions on all questions related to the deaths of 96 football fans in 1989. Jurors have crucially reached a decision on the one question they hadn't been able to agree on, whether the fans were unlawfully killed. The coroner is going to accept a majority verdict on that issue. Sky's Mike McCarthy says we'll find out the conclusions tomorrow morning.
The coroner has said that he will not take the formal announcement of all of these decisions until 11 o'clock to allow all members of the Hillsborough families who want to attend to hear those verdicts to do so.
The high street retailer BHS has gone into administration. 11,000 jobs are at risk with the potential closure of 164 shops if a buyer can't be found. There are calls for David Cameron to intervene in a long-running argument between the government and junior doctors over a new contract. There'll be a full withdrawal of labour in England, including emergency care from tomorrow morning at 8. The family of a soldier who died while running yesterday's London Marathon have described him as a man who lived life to the full. 31-year-old Captain David Seath's friends have promised to finish what he started after he collapsed at the 23-mile mark. And Manchester United forward Juan Mata says footballers earn obscene amounts of money and live in a bubble. The Spanish international also claims he'd take a pay cut if it meant less business involvement in football. The weather staying cold overnight with widespread frost. Snow and ice is likely in places, mainly over high ground for Scotland and eastern England, with lows of just 2 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria. Just out of interest, everyone in here, if you were to put a food stuff in your pants, what would it be? Cornelius?
Spaghetti.
Dave?
Meatballs.
Victoria?
I don't want to answer that.
Okay, fine. 3:33. Why?
Well, I just feel like you might say something horrible afterwards.
Not at all. No. I'm just a genuine question. I mean, look,
you didn't say anything horrible when I said spaghetti and when Dave said meatballs.
No, so why would I say anything horrible? I'm just out of interest.
I'm just a bit pessimistic.
No, it'd be fine. I won't say anything. I will not say a word after you tell me what food stuff you put in your pants. I will not say anything.
Quite frankly, I don't want to put food down my pants, John. I'm not like you.
That's a fair answer. 3:34, it's a mystery voice quiz coming up, and what?
I've changed my mind.
Oh, right, you're allowed to do that.
Jelly.
Yes, good choice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let me help. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk, or use Talk Radio Twitter.
Start your message with the word pants.
What food stuff would you put down your pants? This is the stuff of which texting dreams are made. Right, we'll do. We've got mystery TV theme quiz coming up very shortly.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on the breakfast show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:35 then. Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. And of course, as you'd expect, it's the home of opinion. What do you think? More importantly, what do the people think? We have, of course, been out on the streets to find out exactly what the people think. Today, do they think ribbons or bricks?
Bricks.
Ribbons.
Bricks.
Bricks.
Ribbons. Bricks.
Ribbons.
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 Bricks.
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 Ribbons.
Ribbons.
Bricks.
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 Ribbons.
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 Ribbons. Bricks.
Ribbons.
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 Bricks.
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 Ribbons.
Bricks.
Ribbons.
Bricks.
Bricks.
Ribbons.
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 Ribbons.
Bricks.
Ribbons.
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 Bricks.
Ribbons.
Bricks.
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 Ribbons. Bricks.
Ribbons.
What the people think there today was ribbons or bricks. If you think either ribbons or bricks, do let us know. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
And if you're using Twitter, you can use @talkradio. Start your message with the words ribbons or bricks. It's time for mystery. Which one are we doing today?
TV theme.
Okay. This isn't it, by the way. This is just the dramatic bed music to introduce the feature. Mystery TV quiz theme thing this afternoon. All you have to do is identify the TV programme from the theme tune I am about to play you. Now, again, it is quite difficult, so you might want to listen very carefully, and you're just looking for the name of the TV show. If you think you know what it is, you can get the answer to us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter if you want to use that. You can use that as well. It's fine.
Yeah, it's sure, talk radio, whatever.
Okay, ears down. This is what you are trying to identify today.
Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim.
What was that?
Oh, it's such a short clip.
Yes, that's,
I know. How am I supposed to get it just from that?
I know. It is difficult. Let's play it again. And again, it is short. I apologise. But have a listen carefully.
Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim.
Now, if you think you know what that was, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use at talk radio on Twitter.
Same message anywhere you like.
And this is just a lot of already guesses coming in. People are quite confident today, actually. Let's just hear it again.
In.
Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim.
Right, what was that? Hi, John. Very easy this week. This is from Dennis. Obviously, it's the theme from the online Hollyoaks spin-off series Hollyoaks The Morning After The Night Before.
Is it?
Let's listen to it again.
Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim.
Apparently it isn't. No, you're going to have to... No, I mean, a good guess, though, Dennis. That is a good game. What have you got coming there, Dave?
That's another one that I think might be like an early winner, actually, from Paul.
Yeah.
Is it the theme music from the documentary when Louis Theroux met the members of the Westboro Baptist Church?
Oh, I remember. That. Oh. Let's
go. Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim.
No,
very
I'm getting...
distinct theme, that, but it
I'm
wasn't
getting
that.
A message through the glass from Asprod Cass that it's not that. It's not that. Any more? Any guesses?
Lots coming in already. Shuffle says, is it the theme for Where the Trade Go?
No, that's Selco.
Ah, okay. Carla says, is it Going for Gold?
It's not Going for Gold, Carla. Neither are Craig. Is it a documentary about Hitler? Although I can... let's hear it again.
Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim.
You can see why I think that.
Yeah, but it's not right. Is it the theme to... hi, John. Regular listener to the show. This is from Lee. Is it the theme tune to the early 80s TV show from Saturday evenings featuring a truck driver and his companion, who was a chimpanzee but confusingly called Bear?
God, stop it.
BJ and the Bear. Is it the theme from BJ and the Bear?
Rosie and Jim.
The funny thing about BJ and the Bear was, right, the bear...
Shut up. No one travelled with him. No one cares.
BJ, who was played by Greg Evigan, it was a chimpanzee, but it was called Bear. And for me, for many, in fact, not just me, for many, that's the genius of the show.
Mm.
What was the sheriff called?
Sheriff Lobo.
That's right, got his own spin-off series, didn't he? Hi, John. Is the theme tune you're playing the theme tune to the BJ and the Bear spin-off series?
Stop it.
Starring Sheriff Lobo of the mid-80s. Let's have a...
Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim.
No. John, it's obviously the theme. Very confident this week. I normally get it wrong, but I knew it straight away. It's from the theme tune to the 80s military helicopter programme Airwolf. starring Jan Michael Vincent and Ernest Borgnine. Jan and Ernest...
Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim.
Again, it's, in the words of catchphrases Roy Walker, it's good, but it's not right. John, is it the theme tune to Catchphrase starring Roy Walker? that's coming from Roy Walker. No, Roy, it isn't. It isn't that. If you think you know what it is, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We're going to have to keep this going, aren't we? Because no one's got it yet. Just going to roll it.
Is it the music that plays during the end credits of the Saw movie franchise, says David on Twitter.
Oh. Let's have a listen.
Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim.
I could see why you'd think it was. Because it does make me want to kill. But... It isn't that. I mean, is it the mildly sinister celebrity slaphead quiz Ask the Family, starring Robert Robinson, says Mr. Biscuits on Twitter. Gary McColl has been on. Play it again for us.
Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim.
Thinks it's Quatermass and the Pit. It's not...
Kat, you're on Twitter, says I'd store a leak in my pants. That's a different text.
That's a different texting, but we are running it parallel. By the way, if you do want to get in touch, this is after the news today that Gary Lineker stuffs his p- pants full of crisps. He likes McCoys rubbing against his man danglers. Because of the ridges, apparently. That's in the news today. We're asking, what foodstuff would you put in your pants? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio.
Start your message with the words Midsummer Murders, like Jessica has, because she says it's Midsummer Murders.
What, this is confusing now. We're running two parallel. It's like parallel words colliding now.
Put Midsummer Murders.
This is like a Hadron Collider with one texting going around that way and another texting going around that way.
Yeah, I mean, you've very much demonstrated your knowledge of the Large Hadron Collider there.
Correct.
It's quite a niche shout from Ian on Twitter. Mm. Is it the theme tune from the Anne Widdecombe hit quiz show Clever Dicks? Do you remember that show?
I keep one of those in my pants. Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim. We're going to roll that over. I don't know whether you've seen any of the other news today. Cornelius, have you seen any of the news?
No.
Dave, have you seen any of the news?
Slim to none, John.
Right, because the thing about the news is, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
John, I can't get my head around
well,
it.
Well, don't worry, Cornelius, because that's fine. Because we make it easier here in the afternoons on Talk Radio to get your head around it. Because we like to present the news in the form and the art and the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Barack and Merkel sitting in the tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
The news in haikus. More guesses coming in for this afternoon's mystery TV theme quiz. We'll roll it. No one's got it yet. I don't think we're going to have to roll it over the adverts and do some next. But let's hear it once more.
Rosie and Jim.
You think you can identify the TV show that's from? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, la, la,
la, with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Hampshire, there are still delays on the eastbound M27, two lanes closed due to an overturned fairground vehicle between junctions 8 and 9. It's causing congestion back to junction 4 of the M3. The northbound M1, that's struggling through Bedfordshire due to an accident which is partially blocking the road between junctions 10 and 11 near Luton. And the M5 northbound still slow through Worcestershire between junctions 5 and 4A through the roadworks where there was an accident. All lanes now open. I'm David Moore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's coming up to 10 to 4. Some of your reactions coming in this afternoon. Don't forget, Talk Radio is the home of reactions. Who's reacted?
Lots of people. Danny says, Danny. I firmly believe in the right to strike. I am pro bowler. And he also thinks that white knuckle rides are racist.
Okay, 3:48 now. Literally less than a minute after I last told you the time. Okay, so this afternoon then, many text plates spinning, of course, not least the notion of, after this news about Gary Lineker has been revealed that the presenter, Match of the Day presenter Gary Lineker, likes to just crush crisps into his pants, puts loads of crisps into his pants. We are getting word, by the way, that it's not just McCoy's Ridged, as I said it was earlier. It's also novelty crisps such as the Quaver and the Cheesy What's It, and he just likes the feeling of it. We're asking, what food stuff would you put in your pants? 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We've got that to do as well, of course. Any of those come in while we just. Go on.
Ian says he'd put kippers down his pants.
Kippers, yep. Good, yeah, strong.
Katya says she'll put a leek down her pants.
A leek in her pants.
Mm. Jack said a trifle.
A trifle's a good shout, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the layers for a start, haven't you? I mean, you know, where it depends what sat where, but I'm thinking, you know, you've got custard in there, haven't you? You've got cream, you've got the jelly.
Which would be a good cushion.
And you've got then the sponge finger base.
Yeah, well.
We all know what you could do with that. What else?
Ross said brioche.
A brioche?
Yeah, very comfortable.
It is a comfortable. It's a bit too sweet for the pant.
A few people have said guacamole, John.
I can see what. You see, I think the consistency is important here. Lineker's crisp arrangement,
I think, isn't it?
It's foolhardy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't want... You're
digging in, do you?
Well, it's going to dig... Yeah, exactly. It's going to irritate the junk. Mm. Whereas the soft food stuff, your guacamole, your banoffee pie, which is what I'd use.
Tiramisu, maybe.
Tiramisu. Or tiramisu, how you're saying it.
No, I said it weird.
I do that. 87222, what food stuff would
start
you...
Start your message with the word Talk.
That's true. It's already... no one's got the mystery theme tune yet either, by the way. I know it's very difficult. A lot of people saying this one's too difficult, actually. But we can't make... You see, we have to make it... This has to be a certain level.
Yeah.
But a lot of people saying, John, it's very difficult this week. Let's hear the mystery theme again, I think, if we can.
Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim.
That's what you're trying to identify this afternoon. If you don't get it, we are going to have to roll it over. The prize has gone up from last week, of course, because no one got it last week. So now there are... there's £25,000 to give away if you get that right.
£25,000 not available.
If you get it right, £25,000
not available.
Let's just hear it again.
Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim.
£25,000
not available.
John, is it the theme tune to the gardening detective show Rosemary and Thyme? If you remember that Rosemary and Thyme. That's from Jonathan Cresswell. Is it the 70s wobbly-setted soap opera Crossroads? That's Jim sending that in. Is it the theme tune to the one of the first found footage horror movies, Cannibal Holocaust? Let's have a quick listen.
Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim.
I don't think that it is. Is it the Hi John team? Is it the 90s go-to show for hairy German housewives and elderly nudists, Channel 4's Euro Trash? That's Ross in Teesside. It's not. Damien's just watched the trailer for the new X-Men film, says he heard it in that. Let's have a listen.
Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim.
No, I think you're getting mixed up with the music from the trailer from the new X-Men film.
Yeah.
Anything else there, Dave, very quickly?
There's a lot of
options coming. Is it Ironside?
It's not Ironside. It's not Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. It's not Game of Thrones, which of course is on tonight.
No.
Neither is it Disney's Adventures of the Gummy Bears. we're going to have to roll this over. I mean, that's £25,000 up for grabs.
Unless Sam can get it, I suppose.
Sam's got it.
I've been listening. I don't want to ruin it for the listeners because I'm pretty sure I've whittled it down to one of two.
Okay.
It's either The World at War, which was the seminal series from ITV, voiced by Laurence Olivier.
Yes.
Or I think it could be The Wire, but specifically The Wire Season 2. Because you'll remember they used the same tune for every series, but they changed the execution.
Yes.
And I think this was the one set down by the docks.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So it's one of those two. I can't be certain which.
Let's have a look at the finalists. Rosie and Jim,
Rosie and Jim. Yeah, I'm going to go with Wire Season 2.
Yeah. I think it's the closest we've had, certainly.
Mm. Oh, good.
Sam Delaney's with us. He's on from 4 o'clock. What's coming up, Sam?
Schools that, I don't know if you remember, but in the budget, what the Chancellor does is he throws out a surprise, a wild card policy. I don't know if it's actually called that, but what they do is they have one wild card policy, which they throw out in a bid to distract everyone from the fact they're taking money away from disabled people and they've tripled the debt and all that sort of stuff. And their wild card thing this time was, all schools will now become academies.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
So they chucked it out as a wild card, as a distraction. And of course, it worked because, you know, all the press just printed that. And of course, it was a strange idea that no one agreed with. And now they've performed a U-turn on it.
Have they?
There's one thing I love, John, is a U-turn.
Yes.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
I respect anyone willing to do a U-turn.
Yes.
Especially
has it
if
been
they're
a blatant
a public
U-turn
figure.
Or
no, it's not a blatant U-turn because there's still some denials about the U-turn, but there's going to be a U-turn because even their own people, their own species in the House have said, actually, do you know what, this is a terrible idea. So there's interspecies war within the Conservative Party, which will mean that a U-turn takes place. But like I say, it always restores my faith in democracy and just in humans, people who are willing to like sort of contradict themselves from one moment to the next. I don't know about you, it sort of really makes me respect them more.
Yes.
I hate people who stand their ground on things.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to flip-flop about, don't you?
Flip-flop because it shows that you're open-minded. You know, if you make a decision and then you stick with it, it means whatever I thought at that point in time, I'm right forever.
Oh,
it means I can't learn anything. I like to contradict myself constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just doing it all times.
Yeah.
I will say, I'll change with the weather.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, so, I mean, I never had as much respect for Nick Clegg as I did when he changed his mind on tuition fees.
Yeah, that was great. I thought, then that is a real statesman. Because he's
right
got
there.
The balls to say one thing, get elected, and then immediately say another.
Yeah.
And I thought, he's proven he's got the cast iron balls you need to be a real leader.
Speaking of balls, Gary Lineker, we've learned this afternoon, cakes his in crisps.
Oh, lovely.
So I wonder, so we're asking on the text, what foodstuff would you put in your pants? And I wonder, Sam Delaney, what foodstuff would you put in your pants? We've got, someone's just saying, no name on it, just says, well, blancmange, obviously. So
me, it would have to be something, well, I can see where they're coming from texture-wise.
Yes,
I can
texture,
imagine that being comfortable, but I would go for something like porridge or ready breck. Which
porridge,
is,
very good.
The texture of ready breck is slightly less lumpen than porridge, so I could go for a smoother option. But something warm, especially in the winter months, a pants. Remember the ads? I don't know, some of you might be too young, but the ads of the ready breck kid and the orange thing around.
The orange glow,
and it looked lovely, didn't it? And then you'd have a bowl of ready breck and it would never give you the warmth that the ads suggested. But maybe if you'd been shoveling it into your pants rather than into your mouth, it would have been a different story.
Yes, I think you're right. And imagine the orange glow around that.
Oh, it'd be lovely.
Wouldn't it? Mm. Is it the theme tune? No, the late answer in it, anyway.
Yeah.
Let me just hear that theme tune again. Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim. Just come in from Jim in Somerset. Is it the theme tune to Stephen Mulhern's funeral?
That's not been televised, has it?
Well, it's only a matter of time.
Okay. And let's hope that he does get the state funeral he deserves.
Oh, Mulhern, absolutely.
I
hope they saw his box in half as well. He likes magic.
He loves magic.
I'd just like to round off today in the way that I started the show, because let it not be said I don't do any work. At the start of the show, we were doing animals and jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And I did a lot of doctor-based ones.
You did.
Dogter, frogter, hogter. And I've been working throughout the show on some more, so I just wanted to... Happy with these ones? Doctopus. Crocodile.
Yeah.
A doc roach.
Doc roach, yeah.
And a haddocter. Haddocter.
Okay, I think we should actually end the show how we began it, which is with a minute of nothing, because Cornelius forgot to load the right thing into the system. So that's how we'll end the show, in tribute to Cornelius's failure, with a minute.
If you're starting to use awkward silences as one of the trademarks of this show, then I'm going to sue you, because that was our idea on
drive. Well, yours might have been on purpose than his.
That was our thing. Loads of light things where I announce bits and nothing happens and we just awkwardly go to a break. I'm experimenting with the form of radio, and now you've waltzed in, seen that it's a hit on my show, and you want some of the action.
We do. So we just end as we began. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 till 4 on Tuesdays, Talk Radio in the afternoon. Sam Delaney's next. We're just going to end with the way we began, which is just about a minute of just awkward silence. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.